Blog Talk Radio.
Discipleship Radio.
Levanto,
www.blogtalkradio.com/discipleshipradio.
ሰለሞን ማለ እርሱ በፊት በእውነት ነበር።
These are also the proverbs of Solomon, which the men of Hezekiah, king of Judah, copied out.
Salamta Betaseb. Greetings and welcome, family, to this special episode of Wisdom Wednesday with the Rastamandem here on Discipleship Radio.
I said, remember what King Pharaoh do to children of Israel. Remember what King Pharaoh do to children of Israel. Judges said to Moses, go down there to free them.
In Ethiopia live racial and religious groups whose origins are obscured by legend. The Falasha Jews link themselves to ancient Israel. Yet the sounds of the Hebrew language are new to the Falasha. Their religion is Judaic, but they are not regarded as Semitic. Rather, they are a native people converted many centuries ago. Young Falasha now study Amharic, the official language of Ethiopia, but their mode of living remains strongly Judaic. It grew out of the battles fought by the ancestors of these children against armies of the emperors and Muslims alike. Their prolonged struggles ensured the survival of the Falasha and their faith. In the village of Amboper near Gondar, it is the eve of Fasica, the traditional Passover. The annual cleansing of the synagogue is performed by priests and monks. Monastic life, common to Christian faith, was adopted long ago by the Falasha Jews. Married women mix dough for the ceremonial unleavened bread used in the Passover feast. It is baked on a clay griddle. Many Falasha beliefs are outside the body of Jewish faith. The Falasha do not observe all dietary laws. They know little of sacred lore beyond the Old Testament. And the Sabbath is a woman who intercedes with God for both the righteous and sinners. Passover is an eternal song to Jewish survival, a remembrance of the exodus of Moses and the children of Israel from bondage in Egypt. It is a story more than 3,000 years old, and many Falasha regard it as their very own. They believe that one of the Hebrew tribes struck south from Egypt and settled in Ethiopia. Chanting in Hebrew, the youngest schoolboy asks, why is this night different from all others? Few Falasha understand the language of the Old Testament, but the story of Passover is known to them all. On this night, the flight to freedom began, away from Pharaoh's Egypt, away from the angel of death that brought destruction to the Egyptians, but passed over their houses. So quickly did the Jews depart, they were forced to bake their bread unleavened. To celebrate their escape, unleavened bread is eaten by Jews everywhere on Passover Eve.
While churches rose to the sky in Europe, in 12th century Africa, they were being carved out of the ground. Christian pilgrims in Ethiopia are on their way to worship at one of them. In these highlands, in the 12th century, Lalibela, a new king from a new dynasty, built a new holy capital.
Prepping for Pesah.
Touch not my anoint. Touch not my anoint. Touch not my anointed. Right. Unto my prophet, no harm. Never land, I shall kill you again. Sound the alarm. Hey, yo, kill you, what we tell them, sir.
Yo, Baba, what we tell them, sir.
Yo, kill you, what we tell them, sir. Alright, yo, Baba.
God anointing, we have it flowing through his veins.
We break in every yoke and yet we smash in every chain.
With God anointing, all them demons have to run.
When the villains are killing, then the anointing come down. So we tell them, God anointing, God anointing, God anointing, God anointing. Touch not my anointing, unto my prophet no harm. Never mind, I shall kill you again. On the alarm. Hey, yo, kill it when we tell them, sir.
Yo, Baba, what we tell them, sir.
Yo, kill it when we tell them, sir. Alright, what up?
Anointing, we have it flowing through his veins.
We break in every yoke and yet we smash in every chain.
With God anointing, all them demons have to run.
When the villains are killing, come the anointing, come down, come and tell them. God anointing, 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 break every yoke and
break every chain.
God anointed, 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 break every yoke and
break every chain,
heal every sickness,
heal every pain.
God anointed is a
torture within.
Babylon dark can even tell you. God anointing, flowing through we vain, and we will never stop until we make it to the top.
The anointed possess the ability to break every chain and the yoke of the enemy. Stand up for Jesus and never turn enemy.
Dead in my flesh.
was undeserving of forgiveness, but you wash my sins away.
Listen, my Lord is sweet. Yes, me no lie, lie. Yes, my Lord him Louis.
Just like money in a bank, him save me. Interest on that, him raise me. Me no know why people move so shady when a Jesus deserve the praise.
Tell them there we no play that when a Jesus praises, we no laid back.
Nah.
Make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Like Kool-Aid, we add little flavor, and just like him, we want favor. So we no live we life with the paper. Our money can take your places, but can't take your far life. My God, favor.
But we tell them run up and down.
I'm about to do it. Feel like I'm Jewish. They say they could never be racist. My savior is Jewish. I know what you're thinking.
What am I thinking?
Where is he going? I'll tell you where I am going. Me, I am going to have a good time and I'm taking you with me. You best believe it, even if you're coming kicking and screaming. Cause most of you guys had a horrible week and I am just trying to rescue your evening. Please know that I'm sensitive, really. If I see you texting, I'm leaving. Right after I'm finished, I turned up to turn up, man, who am I kidding? If you come into me with negativity, I can tell you this is not a good time. Got a lot on my mind, and me and my people decided that we was gonna have a good time. I got God on my side, so you cannot beat us.
You cannot do it,
you should just join us.
I think you should,
you should just join us, you know that you wanna. If you come into
me,
Jesus would have loved me like this.
Me
never know that Jesus would have touched me like this. Me never know that Jesus would have knocked me like this.
Oh, yeah.
And me never know that Jesus would have blessed me like this.
So me just stand and shout and praise and sing. Step in a Jesus, step out of sin. Stand and shout and praise and sing. Step in a Jesus, step out of sin. Stand and shout and praise and sing. Step in a Jesus, step out of sin. Stand and shout and praise and sing. Step in a Jesus, step out of sin. Oh,
where you put them? Where you set them?
This to the right, now where the left?
Where you set them? Where you set them?
This to the right, then where the left?
Where you set them? Where you set them?
This to the right, now where the left?
Where you set them? Where you set them?
This to the right, now where the left?
Step over evil, trample them thin.
Man has to clean, no left, no dirt in. Gun bad mind and what you're working. Give me praise and no one not working. Man has to see the blood reverging. Barriers and sin, no one no merging. Kill the word that's sin for the gin. Then what the word that's fine as killing.
With the Holy Spirit now.
see ya. Yeah, man, you get filled when I seen ya. When the gospel is on the move, ayy. Don't want to be stuck, but we can't calm down. From the place, but no one not down. Talk on the top, talk, they talk on the ground. Not the top for the thing, I just see the balloon. The whole thing a fun, right round the clock, starting from London. When the gospel a full of devil on the run, and I know which way them fit on.
Alright, when they done know me through, me bash with the blood to me through. So let's see it and fool you. Come to the Lord and it's all pretty true. In Holland, we got pieces where they are from London and the Caribbean. No matter where you are come from. Yeah, ready as them there. Ready as them there.
በቀዳማዊ
Levanto
www.blogtalkradio.com / discipleship radio.
To the promised man, you made me to the promised man, you made me, yeah.
Oh yeah.
To the promised man, you made me.
Ben Yehuda man.
Check
it. Look, covenant, I'm loving him. Blood of the lamb on the doorpost, covered in. I'm only loyal to one God, one government. Soon as somebody say ungod, I'm cutting them. Pen mighty, sword weary. Thank you for instilling in me a God spirit. Hard bearing the cross, give me a strong spirit. going near it. Promises, promises on promises. His promises are forever, care what a diamond says. Either honor your highness or do what Simon says. It's real simple, I'm crippled just trying to find my legs. Running in this marathon, night shift, day shift, don't shift the paradigm. Why father gotta beg to call for parent time? Why? It's okay, she gon' fall. Babylon, satellite, giddy up. I give whatever I can, but I'm never giving up. He said he'll give us some land that we can divvy up. And it's flowing with milk and honey, so get a cup. Ayy, get a share of your inheritance. And I ain't talking about Charles Schwab or Merrill Lynch. Overstand that your Elohim is errorless. I hope you catch what I'm saying, Julia Edelman.
Throw weapons to the ground, and you're gonna lie down.
Knew it. The Lord is our light and our salvation.
For whom shall we fear? Throw your weapons to the ground.
Patriots, but only to the patriarchs. We talking Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, boss. Papa was a rolling stone. Mama took an apron off before I found the Lord. I was on the corner breaking laws. Major flaws, he kept his promise still. Now that I know that I'm Hebrew, we got a common will.
Right.
Sing unto him a new song, Johnny Gill. Hey, if Trump don't endorse me, maybe Obama will. Now let's get into these poly tricks. Pharaoh gon' be Pharaoh, common sense. He gon' spit his lip game, typical common pips. And it'll be fun and games until the condom rips. Fornication under the crown.
What?
In the holiest way, I ain't fucking around.
What?
He's my stronghold. He buckles me down. And I keep singing his praises till I'm tucked in the ground. Hey, hey, say y'all, saints never die. Praying one day I get my credentials verified. Here to bring wheelchairs to the paralyzed. My brother's keeping my sisters an extra pair of eyes. Hey, gotta look out for the harboring. Living life amongst the dead. Halloween, King David, slaying giants. Green. Surely goodness and mercy forever follow me.
The Lord is the strength of our lives. Of whom shall we be afraid? When the wicked, even our enemies and our foes came upon us to eat up our flesh, they stumbled and fell.
Goddamn niggas.
Though our hosts shall camp against us, our hearts will not fear. The war shall rise against us, and this will be...
Whenever I make a post defending black men, there's always a barrage of comments like, we gotta hold them accountable. Don't get me wrong, I'm all for accountability, but when do we not hold black men accountable? It's like every day, every time I get on the internet, someone is always talking about what black men not doing right. As a matter of fact, the only time we do bring up black men is to hold them accountable for the stuff that they not doing. I mean, it's almost like we're letting our personal experiences and the media, first and foremost, dictate how we feel about our own men. Never mind the several instances of black men who were protecting black women. Never mind the black man who pulled a black woman out of a burning building. Never mind the black man who jumped in front of a group of girls and lost his life defending them. Never mind the black men who were taking 12-hour shifts to defend a black woman in their neighborhood. Never mind that the majority, the vast majority, over 80% of black men are married to black women. We gotta stop letting the media tell us that our men don't love us and protect us. That's a lie. This country is hell-bent on destroying our men. Let's not help them.
Thank you.
Black Lives Matter. Stop right there, because I got to speak on something when it comes to this Black Lives Matter. I was having a conversation the other day, and this girl says, I just can't support it. All lives matter. You're right, Karen. All lives do matter. But let me put it to you like this. Say we all sit down to eat, and everybody gets a plate of food except for Bob. Bob says, I'm hungry. I want a plate of food. Karen says, we're all hungry, Bob. Bob says, but I don't have any food. I deserve food. Karen says, we all deserve food, Bob, with our full plate, and continues to eat. Do they all deserve food? Of course. But saying it doesn't change the fact that Bob still doesn't have any. Do all lives matter? Yes. But saying it doesn't change the fact that Black lives haven't mattered for years. Don't be mad because you don't have a movement. Be happy you don't need one. Black lives matter.
Many different levels. This is not some conspiracy fucking theory. It is a reality. It has been admitted on so many different levels that it's not even possible to seriously... It is a reality that has been in the Middle East, so that Israel, which is all part of the Greater Israel Project, so that Israel can expand. That is the goal, and it's been stated on many different levels. This is not some conspiracy fucking theory. It is a reality that has been admitted on so many different levels that it's not even possible to seriously debate.
Comment section saying they're unsubscribing. And I always think to myself, like, you don't even tell me you're unsubscribing. Just do it. And I would say the same thing to black men. You don't need to talk about unsubscribing from black women. Just do it. Because honestly, black women don't care. To trick that into dehumanizing gender to just their ability to fight chicken is ridiculous. On top of that, he's calling black, white, and Spanish women hoes. In general, black men as a group are on a losing team. Now need to focus on your team before you start giving advice to other teams. Focus on your burning house before you try to build someone else's house. This is a simple concept black men don't seem to understand. We have black men with weaves, we have black men with perms, we have black men that are effeminate, and black men on social media don't address this. What they do is leapfrog from their decaying rotten garden and try to plant seeds in another garden. No one is taking y'all seriously. Black men will go to school and solve math problems, science problems, calculus problems, but they can't seem to solve the problem in their community. They can't seem to solve the problem they have with black women. Black men like Trick Daddy want to jump the fence and reap the benefits of another man's patriarchy and code of conduct that he established for centuries. White and Asian women didn't mold themselves into the feminine finished product that you see today. It was the men that did it. It's the men that lead and the women that follow, not the other way around. It's really sad to say, but most black men have no integrity or discipline. Because they will talk about black women's weave, attitude, and them being overweight, but they will still sleep with these women. They will allow themselves to be seduced by what they idealistically oppose, and the excuse will be, well, I'm a man. And I want to make this very clear. I'm not speaking about all black men, but unfortunately, most black men are like this. Where are the Asian men at that should be talking about their women being involved in the number one most common interracial marriage, Asian females and white males? Why is it I can't find Asian men on social media crying about their women dating outside the race? Why is it that I can't find white men crying about their women on social media? Other races of men don't cry, they just do. They ostracize, they marginalize females that break the code of conduct. Not black men, though. They go around doing lectures, creating documentaries, writing 100 books, and crying on social media. Some black men have convinced themselves that jumping the fence and marrying outside their race is a better option. But the truth is, all women have their own pet peeves and issues. Hypergamy is not colorblind. Brefault's law is not colorblind. Don't believe me? Ask Scottie Pippen, whose wife left him after 4 kids for future. It's not always brighter on the other side. You may not have the same issues, but you will have issues. Female nature exists in every ethnicity. As a natural leader of the black race, it's essential that black men tighten up and fix black men first. Leave a comment below and let me know your thoughts about Trick Daddy and his recent remarks about black women.
Oh, man.
Many different levels. This is not some conspiracy fucking theory. It is a reality. It has been admitted on so many different levels that it's not...
Why, perfect. Bless him.
When I say more, you say fire. More fire.
Psalm 94. O Lord God, to whom vengeance belongeth, O God, to whom vengeance belongeth, show thyself. Lift up thyself, thou judge of the earth, render a reward to the proud. Lord, how long shall the wicked triumph? How long shall they utter and speak hard things, and all the workers of iniquity boast themselves? They break in pieces thy people, O Lord, and afflict thine heritage. They slay the widow and the stranger, and murder the fatherless. Yet they say, the Lord shall not see, neither shall the God of Jacob regard it. Understand, ye brutish among the people, and ye fools, when will ye be wise? He that planted the ear, shall he not hear? He that formed the eye, shall he not see? He that chastiseth the heathen, shall not he correct? He that teacheth man knowledge, shall not he know? The Lord knoweth the thoughts of man, that they are vanity. Blessed is the man whom thou chastenest, O Lord, and teachest him out of thy law, that thou mayest give him rest from the days of adversity until the pit be digged for the wicked. For the Lord will not cast off his people, neither will he forsake his inheritance. But judgment shall return unto righteousness, and all the upright in heart shall follow it. Who will rise up for me against the evildoers, or who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity? Unless the Lord had been my help, my soul had almost dwelt in silence. When I said, my foot slippeth, thy mercy, O Lord, held me up. In the multitude of my thoughts within me, thy comforts delight my soul. Shall the throne of iniquity have fellowship with thee, which frameth mischief by a law? They gather themselves together against the soul of the righteous and condemn the innocent blood. But the Lord is my defense, and my God is the rock of my refuge. And he shall bring upon them their own iniquity and shall cut them off in their own wickedness. Yea, the Lord our God shall cut them off.
As though it's about time when I'm feeling so wise like I'm in heaven, you know. Diamond says, thou shalt not take the name of Allah thy God in vain. But if you do, brothers and sisters, it might cost you pure pain. Thou would hate that, won't I? As we gather round sons and daughters, it shall be still unknown. The child loves you too, so you got to be a little while so. Just sit up in a kitchen time to make you feel so fine. Dash rain falls, find a people's lonely line. Backed up for a while and about the bus and silent till you want to tell them the sound of will be die. As they not take the name of the Lord down in vain, it will cause you pure pain, I tell ya. Respect the words of the Lord God. Heed unto his people. For in this time we have no choice, so we got to go forward. Forward, never backward, never zero. I love you forever. So we try to round the world and we'll roll until it's through you, girl. Until you got it coming down with me. You want it done and then we tell it to one. Sour little challenge, you got us pure silence. We walk down the alley. Singing then we try down the valley. Gotta be with no intention. Till you're coming down and dash with segregation. Love one another, whether you black or white or brown or green, and come on the scene and be a really king. I say you gotta take it. That's the words
thank God. Cause God love us all, whether we great or small. As the poor one of God's world pass away, but nature pass away. And see God to swing and sweet for me beyond the wonderful day. Stand on the valley till you got to fish alley. Rock it down the valley when you see you fish alley. You want the corner when you really, really dally. Saturn on the corner and we check for Sister Molly. Don't you go, babe. As funny as I'm insane, I got to move on down the lane. Move on down the street and kind of cool off the heat. Now rocking way down into these rockers. They kind of burn up your shower, kind of cool off.
Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth.
Shalom again, Shalom Supreme. Here we have today's daily song. We have song.
I waited. I waited. I waited. I waited. I waited. I waited patiently for the Lord, for the Lord. I waited, I waited, I waited, I waited, I waited, I waited patiently for the Lord, for the Lord. I waited, I waited, I waited, I waited, I waited, I waited patiently for the Lord, for the Lord. Psalm 40. I waited, I waited, I waited, I waited. I waited patiently for the Lord, for the Lord. I waited patiently, patiently, patiently. I waited patiently, patiently, patiently. I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me and heard my cry. He brought me up also out of an horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock, and established my goings. And he hath put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and fear, and shall trust in the Lord. Blessed is that man that maketh the Lord his trust, and respecteth not the proud, nor such as turn aside to lies. Many, O Lord my God, are thy wonderful works which thou hast done, and thy thoughts which are to usward. They cannot be reckoned up in order unto thee. If I would declare and speak of them, they are more than can be numbered. Sacrifice and offering thou didst not desire. Mine ears hast thou opened, burnt offering and sin offering hast thou not required. Then said I, Lo, I come. In the volume of the book it is written of me, I delight to do thy will, O my God. Yea, thy law is within my heart. I have preached righteousness in the great congregation. Lo, I have not refrained my lips, O Lord, thou knowest. I have not hid thy righteousness within my heart. I have declared thy faithfulness and thy salvation. I have not concealed thy loving kindness and thy truth from the great congregation. Withhold not thou thy tender mercies from me, O Lord. Let thy loving kindness and thy truth continually preserve me. For innumerable evils have compassed me about. Mine iniquities have taken hold upon me so that I am not able to look up. They are more than the hairs of mine head. Therefore my heart faileth me. Be pleased, O Lord, to deliver me. O Lord, make haste to help me. Let them be ashamed and confounded together that seek after my soul to destroy it. Let them be driven backward and put to shame that wish me evil. Let them be desolate for a reward of their shame that say unto me, Aha, aha. Let all those that seek thee rejoice and be glad in thee. Let such as love thy salvation say continually, The Lord be magnified. But I am poor and needy. Yet the Lord thinketh upon me. Thou art my help and my deliverer. Make no tarrying, O my God, O my God, O my God, O my God. I waited patiently for the Lord,
See, so this is what kind of cause I think, because some people, you know, some Rasta man is more like, some Rasta don't see the work, in a sense of do the work. I personally believe that I must help and do the work. Some man believes that why all of you just left everything to God. No, I don't believe in like that to you.
Yes, yes, yes. Baran Selassie. So Mecca and I put in this work right here. We have today's daily psalm, Psalm 40. Psalm 40. And what's interesting is that the previous psalm, Psalm 39, and what's the mystic connection between these two psalms, even here in the season as we prep. Right, prep for Pesach, right here for Passover in the season. So let's ride up with a reasoning here on today's daily psalm, also with the previous Torah reading and feeding that we left off with as we are prepping right here for Pesach in the season.
Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible.
Come with the reason. What's that?
So here, today's daily psalm. Today's daily psalm. Here in the season is Psalm 40. Very interesting, Psalm 40. So here, today's daily psalm. Today's daily psalm here in the season is Psalm 40. Very interesting, Psalm 40. The meme psalm, mizmor meim, and it's a praise and a prayer. Now, the previous psalm here in the season, and here's where the wisdom, according to the royal order of Ethiopian Hebrews, the careful Ethiopian, not the careless, not the 1975 to present day majority careless Ethiopian, but the careful Ethiopian, the covenant Ethiopians based on the Israelites of Ethiopia. Here, according to the royal order, the previous psalm here in the season, Lamed Eight, the 39th psalm, brings out another very interesting point here in seeing the wicked, the ratchet blacks, the wicked blacks. One time Rastafari, the true, the called, chosen, and faithful Rastafari. What Babylon feel like? Rastafari Israelite. What some so-called Babylonians trying to say they're Rastas, they have not repented. They're still basically unclean. Right? They still are unclean. Right? All they're speaking about is the accessories of Rastafari, maybe ganja, maybe herb, marijuana. You know, maybe they grow their locks. Maybe they change their so-called diet, you know, to something more vegan or vegetarian. But the spirit, the irid is not in them. But here, this message is a little more broader in a sense, right, as we look at the content of the psalm. We had the Hebrew blues, the elegy. It's called an elegy, like a Hebrew blues, Mizmor Lamed Eight. And there's a message here, even from the opening of the psalm, Amarti, Eshmera Derakai, Me Yachito Vilshoni, Eshmera Lefi Machson, Beod Rasha Le Negdi. I said I will take heed to my ways. Now we zoomed in on that, and in fact, here we brought out the sign of silence, and even use harakuti, or they call it aharpakratis, the mitraim yut, that sign, that symbol, the mitraim yut with his finger at his mouth, like when you put that finger over the mouth, like, shh, watch what you say. Dawid here, in the previous psalm here in the season, Mizmor Lamed 8, he says, Eshmera Derakai. First he says, Amarti, I said, I intended, I determined within my heart. You don't say, I said in my heart, but I said, when you see the context of the psalm, I said, brings out the sense that he made this determination, made the decision. The decision was that, Eshmera Derakai, Eshmera will hedge about, I'm a hedge about Derakai, my ways, Derakai. Deraki would be way, Derakai here pointed as my ways, right? My way. I'm a hedge about what I'm doing, my way, my Derak, the way I'm trodden, the way I'm going about. Being in the world, but not of the world. Amarti. Amarti, I said, Amarti, I have said, Amarti, Eshmera Derakai, Mechito Vilshoni, that I don't fuck up, that I don't fuck up with my tongue, right? That my mouth, my tongue doesn't write checks that my can't cash, Mechito, from slipping, Chata, to miss the mark, from missing, from falling short, from slipping, slipping. Be Lishoni, be by way of Lishoni, by way of my tongue. Eshmara Lefi, again he says Eshmara, Eshmara, I will shamar, I will hedge about, I will guard, I will protect, but hedge about, I will observe. As a Shomer Shabbat, to observe the Sabbath, to hedge about the Sabbath, to guard, to protect, right? But here he's saying, Eshmerah Darakai, I will hedge about my way, the way I go about, the way I go to and fro. Mechitov Lishoni, from ucking up with Lishoni, my tongue, Eshmerah Lefi, I will guard, hedge about, Fi, 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 the mouth, Fi, Fe, and Pe, pointing it sometimes as Fe, the mouth, and Pe. Here we have Fi, 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 the mouth, Lefi, of my mouth, for my mouth, I'm going to hedge about my mouth, machson, machson, with a muzzle, curb my mouth, with a bridle, like an animal muzzle, right, animal muzzle over my mouth, be'od, now here's the context, be'od, while, be'od, during the time, while, be'od, rasha, rasha, the rasha, the ratchet, while the ratchet, le'negedi, is neged to ani, is neged, is in front of, is in front of, before ani, Lit negdi, before me, be'od rasha, while the rasha, while the ratchet. True call, chosen and faithful Rastafari, right? What's the basic precept and principle? Deaf to black and white, down presser, non-partial. But things are falling. When they're slipping, they're falling, right? Becomes like, oh, black, 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 black. But what about the ratchet? What about the ratchet? Right? What about the ratchet? So even in social media and some of the things going up and down, like you're trying to so-called correct the ratchet. Right? You don't think the ratchet know they're ratchet? You're trying to correct the defiant. You don't think the defiant know the defiant? You're trying to correct some of these wayward so-called blacks out there because they're about black, black, black. And you figure, oh, yeah, this is white supremacy, so I'm down with them. But I'm going to try to correct this ratchet. Well, you know they're ratchet. They know they're ratchet. But you're trying to, you open your mouth, right? You're not listening to what Dawid says here in Mizmor Lamed 8, right? Amarti Eshmera Derakai. You're not taking heed to, you know, your derek. Mechitov Elishoni. You are committing hachet. You're ucking up, you're forking up, be lishon, with your lishon, be lishon, right? With your mouth, right? With your tongue, what you're saying, right? He says, that I sin not. He's going to take heed to his ways, right? Now notice, his ways, derek implies, like, way. Now, that's how the word is used, both in its literal, the natural sense, and in this figurative sense, the way you go about things, right? The way you deal with, say, the ratchet methods, right? Those who are against Jah-law and Torah. Right, those who have not heeded nor consented to the instruction, my child, my son, hear the instruction of thy father. Forsake not the law of your mother. Right, these are the real MFers, the real mother uckers. Right, and then you're gonna join them because you say, oh, I'm gonna correct them. When the ratchet is before me, I'm gonna show and prove to the ratchet that they're wrong. You don't think they know they're wrong? You keep playing games, but then if you're not in the covenant, well, that's your fate right there. But here for the righteous, this is instruction to us. He says, Be'od Rasha, right? While the wicked, L'negedi, while the wicked is before me, Eshmera Derakai Mechitov Elishoni, Eshmera Lefi Machsom, Be'od Rasha L'negedi. He goes further, says that I was dumb. In other words, I was like a person who can't speak. I'm not speaking any words. I'm not speaking any words. In that sense, I was dumb. Not stupid dumb. This is smart dumb, right? I'm not speaking any words. I was dumb with silence. Nelamti, dumiya, dumiya. And that dumiya, we had touched on this in another psalm where we have the form as we have duma, right? Duma, silence. Or in a sense, not just silence, but it is not speaking. Like we have the father of Johannes, Zachariah. Because he had doubted that word that the Melaach, that Gabriel had brought to him. He needed some additional sign and proof. One of them was that he will be dumb. He would not be able to speak. So it was dumb in that sense, right? He was dumb, right, with silence. But Dumiya, right, his silence in that sense implied, even from the earlier, another area of Dumiya in the Sefer Tehillim, we have Yah there. So in this context, that silence for God, right, that silence for he who be who he be. Ne'elamti, ne'elamti. Ne'elamti, being silent. Ne'elamti dumiya, right? With not speaking, right? Implied in this sense, for he who be who he be, right? But now he goes on to say, I held my peace and had no comfort. He'cheshiti mitov. He restrained himself mitov, even from good, right? So whether even the ratchet might say something that is seemingly good, the defiant against Jah's Torah, his direction, instruction against Yahweh, truth, and life. He might say something you agree with. Oh, the white man has done evil. Right? And that gets you now to speak, and now you get engaged with them. And then they say something that goes against those principles you claim to say that you hold to as Yahweh's. And now you're going to fall, right, from your derek, right? And you're going to uck up with your lishon, right? And you're not going to guard your mouth, the od rasha, right? When the wicked are neged, right? Neged, when they're before you, when they're in your presence. Just the opposite right there. But now Dawid says that he was like a man that couldn't speak. He was silent like somebody who couldn't speak. He could speak. He wasn't like born dumb, not speaking. But here he's going to be silent, right, by not speaking. By not speaking and even restrain himself, me from tov, from what is good. Ukaevi ne'ikar, right? And he says, my pain, kaev, the kaev, like his pain, ukaevi ne'ikar, and his pain was held in check, ignored by him so far as his speech was concerned. But they said the more probable, bringing out the more probable translation, my pain was stirred. My pain was stirred. My pain, ne'ekar, was stirred. It's like stirred up, stirring it up. Intensified, was even more painful because he stifled the words that sprang to his lips, right? Then he goes on to say, ham libi, ham. Like people say ham, but Hebraically, ham, hot libi, bikarbi, ham libi, bikarbi, hot. My heart, bikarbi, within me, his meditation, you're thinking on this, you're musing on this right here, and his heart, see, the heart is like the mind, right, the mind state, right, and goes on to say, while I was musing in his higayon, he says, bahigigi, my meditation, right, my higayon, bahigigi, tivar esh, while I was meditating all of these things, right, as his heart, his emotions were heating up, right, the fire is kindling, his emotion heating up, he's meditating it more and more and more, and then, divarti bilishoni, then he spoke, bilishoni. Now, it's interesting because the bilishoni in the beginning, he says, mechito bilishoni. Mechito vilishoni, mechito from sinning vilishoni. But the context there is the od rasha lenegdi, the od while the rasha, while the ratchet, the defiant, the habitual doers. In other words, they do evil, they do hurt. The things that they do cause hurt. See, the word evil also means hurt. Right, hurt. We're going to break that down because it's important for us to understand the context right here, because when he says, finally, dibarati, bilishoni, then I spoke with my tongue. What did he say? Is he going to speak now to the wicked and try to correct the ratchet? You know, because you see these people out there on social media or elsewhere talking all that ratchet stuff, and now he's going to engage with them because they black people, and he's going to, because the white man that has you. No, it's their choice. They made a choice. Uh-huh. But who he speaks to? Here he says, when he finally speaks, bilishoni, right? He says, bilishoni, with my tongue, what do he and I say? He says, hod'eini Yahuwah, kitzi. Hod'eini Yahuwah, cause me to know, Jehovah. Hod'eini, cause I to know. Make me to know. Cause I to know, kitzi. Cause I to know my end. So when he finally does speak, he is speaking to he who be who he be. He's speaking to Ha'el, the true good, the true God, the true power. Right? He is speaking to source. He's not speaking to the ratchet men and people, because further on, as we go further verses, he speaks about how he is dumb and did not open. Again, he says he was like somebody who couldn't speak and he opened not his mouth. Why? Kiata asita, for the I, male, he who be who he be, asita, the I has done it. Right? Where he says, ne'lamti lo eftachti. Ne'elamti. I was silent. This may signify that he makes no retort. He makes no retort to the scoffers, right? Whether they're black or white, but especially whether they're so-called his color, but it's not his kind, right? He makes no retort. Ne'elamti. He's silent. He don't say nothing to them. He's conscious that what is befalling him and I is ordained by Ha'el, Ha'elohim, like what we see in these latter days and times, right? With the apostation. Apostation, I mean, not apostle, but apostate, the falling away of so-called black and brown people in the latter day and time. He recognizes this is ordained by Ha'Elohim, the true good, the true God, and leaving the effective answer, the real effective, the answer is going to have an effect. That can come from his lips trying to rebuke or reprove the ratchet, right? And there's nothing that says that we have to rebuke or reprove the ratchet. Whether they're ratchet Israelites, ratchet blacks, nothing says that we are. In fact, as Israelites, more so there, but these folks, these black people, they might be of Israel, but they not are Israel. Connected to what follows is the expression of his and I resolve to cease his questioning. Why? They black. They black too. Why they things like that? Why they doing that? Why? And submit to Yahuwah Jehovah's his judgment. And that brings us here to Psalm that follows, Mizmor Meim, Psalm 40, Psalm XL, getting to the real black Israeli, the black Yehudi, the black Jew XL, which is praise, Isaiah, praise. Right, praise and prayer. So we have praise and prayer right here, just to see how these two psalms, even according to the royal order and even according to the ordering in the Psalter, the Sefer Tehillim, come back to back. So after it fulfills the 39th psalm, brings us forward over here to the 40th psalm, and here in the season we get this psalm right here, beginning with Lam Natzeach LeDavid Mizmor, for the chief musician, for the overcomer, for the victorious, for the one who triumphs, Lam Natzeach. Remember, Revelation speaks about the overcomer, right? The overcomer, the Menatzeach, the one who has and gains Netzach, victory. Lam Natzeach, for the chief musician, for the leader, for the one who triumphs, Lam Natzeach, LeDavid Mizmor, of David, a chant. Isis, Mizmor, right? Mizmor, a chant of David, of the well-beloved. He said, I waited patiently for he who be who he be. See the connection with Mizmor Lamed 8, with Psalm 39, here at Mizmor Meim. He said, I waited patiently. Kawo, kawiti, Yahuwah. I waited patiently. Here is like, I waited and waited, but bringing out the sense of I waited patiently. Kawo. Kavok viti, modern Hebrew, kavok viti, Adonai, kavok viti, Yahuwah. And he inclined to me, wayet elai, wayet, and he inclined, his inclination, right, his inclination, it's almost like showing that favor, he inclined to me, he was hearing me, he inclined to me, wayet elai, wayishma, and heard, wayishma, Vayishma, he shamad, shawati, and he heard shawati, he heard my shawati, he heard my shout, right, he heard my shout, and what did he do? He brought I up, also, out of the tumultuous pit. It's like we all in this, seem in the same condition, right? It may be our color, but not our kind, but what do many of the ones say when they're going out of their mind? Well, the white man going to see us as being black people, he going to look at us, so what we do is determine on how the white man looks at us. But he brought I and I up out of that tumultuous. The translation in the Hebrew is pit of destruction. Right? He brought I and I up, right, out of the pit of destruction. Waya eleni mi bor shaon mi bor, from the bor. Sometimes it's pointed in the modern Hebrew as vor, and I often say like the vortex. Mi bor shaon. The likely rendering of this, when we're looking at the Hebrew, the shaon means to roar, shaon. So the bringing out of this sense of mibor shaon, which is often translated as from the tumultuous pit, from the pit of destruction, is the pit of roaring, the pit of like the roaring waters, the pit of the roaring waters. All these phrases in the verse should be understood and understood in its figurative, its symbolical, logical sense, its parabolical sense. In his flight, got to get away, right? In his flight to get away, he endured privations. You know, like when you feel like you alone in this, it's all private, even though you're amongst other people, but you only feeling this, your privations and perils of one who is confined, like you're confined in a loathsome dungeon. That's like being in captivity, being in exile, right? Being in exile with many of those who are of Israel and not Israel. While you seek to be Israel, right, they are of Israel. So as a black Israeli, as a black Yehudi, you are Israel, but they are just of, because they are black, right? Bringing us out of that, right? So we're not even thinking in that. Waya eleni, he calls me to Aliyah. Waya eleni, he calls I to aliyah, to come up, to get to a higher height so I can get a better perspective, nibor shaon, from the pit, right, of roaring, of destruction. Mi tit, hayawen, mi tit hayawen, hayawen, mi tit hayawen, out of the miry clay. It's like swamps. It's like swamp. It's like the swamp monster, right? Of these apostate, ratchet black people, like a swamp. Swamps indicate a feeling of insecurity. You ever walk through the country, been in the swamp? Remember a few times down south, walked through some places, and they say, watch out for that. And I kind of, you know, like as a child, you try out a thing, in a sense. And you ever been to quicksand? Quicksand is another good example of it. Right? I wouldn't recommend ones. Don't try it alone. If you try it with anybody, make sure you've got some things to pull you out if you get in that situation. You know, but don't try this alone. Right? Don't try this on your own. But if you've ever experienced that, once you step in it, It's like you could pull and pull and pull and try to get out of it. Somebody's going to have to help you out, or something's going to have to be there where you can grab and pull, or have a stick that you can thrust into the ground, and really, hopefully it's a strong stick you can pull yourself and get one foot out and put one foot on solid ground so you can pull the other foot out. Right? So that miry clay, mitit hayaven, mitit hayaven, right? He and I is like a person when you're in that situation for the firm hold. Right? Being among those who are your own color but not your kind. Right? You don't have a firm hold, but the good news is that waiting patiently for he who be who he be. So coming from Psalm 39, right, and continue to trot forward, we see the fulfillment. Awok witi Yahuwah, wayet elai, wayishma shawati, waya eleni mibor shawona miyateta hayawei. And he set my feet upon a rock. Wayakem, al selah. All upon Selah, the pause, intermezzo, right, the Asama, not the pause right there, we say like musically to the bridge, no, but here we have Selah, it's an ayin, so it's an all, Selah, right, all Selah, Wayakem al Selah, and he set my feet up on a rock, when the Ivine help, the guidance, direction, Jagai, direction, itection, right, reach him and reach I and I. There's a complete change, right, a change of venue. Even firstly from the psycho-spiritual perspective, there's a complete change of situation, complete change of standing. Wayakem al-Selah, he established. Now you can make that progress, move forward, onward and upward, establishing I and I goings. Raglai, interesting here, raglai, right, foot, my feet, raglai. Konain, from Kanan, and now we have a Mekonen, Makonen, Konain, to establish Raglai Konain, Ishorai. Now, often it's translated establish my goings better, would be firmed up my steps. Wayakem al Selah Raglai, and to set to kam, yakem, wayakem, al selah raglai, my feet upon the selah, right, konain, right, and to establish ishorai is like one's tracks, one's steps, ishorai, making firm, establish my steps. We have this also in Psalm 37, Hebraic, the 23rd verse, maybe at the 22nd in the KJV, sometimes the verse difference. What this means here, konain, Ishorai, establishing Ishorai, my goings, like my trottings. Konein Ishorai, no longer slithering, you know, in a morass of more or less asses who may be your own color but not your kind, right? And then he comes to this the Dalet verse Hebraically, which would be like the third verse in the KJV. He hath put a new song in my mouth. Now notice the connection with the previous song where he's guarding his steps, right, you know, so he doesn't sin with his mouth. He's putting his sin with his lips, his not lips, his sin with his tongue, the lishon, his tongue, right? And then he says that he will put a muzzle, a machson, right, on his mouth when he says eshmara lefi machson, right? Why? Be'od rasha lenegdi, when the ratchet is before him, right? So going through all of that, then coming right here. When he firms up after his waiting, right? Not waiting for men and for people, but sometimes you have to wait for the seed. When you plant the seed in the ground, you got to wait for the seed to grow, I mean, after you do what you got to do, you keep messing around with it. After you did the right thing and planting the seed, you keep messing around with it in the wrong way. That seed, you're gonna basically abort the seed from growing. So there is that patience. Not like waiting for men and people, but that patience, right? Even on he who be who you be, when you plant your seed in the ground, and you have to do what you have to do, but also sunlight, nature, other things have to come into effect. So waiting patiently. Kawok witi Yahuwah. Wayet Eli. Wayishma. Shawati, Waishma, and he heard Shawati. Now KJV translates this over as my cry, as we seek to emphasize that the boo-hoo-hoo cry, my shout, my call, right? And he brings me up out of that situation, and he sets me firmly now in my tribe, in the tribe, in Yahweh, truth and life, and has put a new song because of that, and because of that, Wayithain, Befi, Fi, my mouth, my fe, point as fa, also point as pe, fe, bi fi in my mouth, why ye tena bifi shir a song. You can say a mizmur, but a song. See, there's song, shir, and there is psalm or chant. Isis mizmur. Why ye tena bifi shir hadash. Shir hadash. Shir a song hadash. New. Even praise Isis. Tehillah, we say Tehillim. Here we have Tehillah, the individual of the plural. The plural is Tehillim, and the book of Psalms, Hebraically, is called the Sefer Tehillim. Tehillim, here he says Tehillah, Elil, the Elilta, Halal, Tehillah, Le Eloheinu, to I and I, El, true God, to I and I, power. Leloheinu, Tehillah, Leloheinu. Many shall do what? Because of that, right? Tried and step by step. Many shall do what? Many shall see. Sing, Yeru, Rabim. The Rabim, the Nuff ones, Nuff. Rabim, Nuff ones. Nuff ones will what? Yeru. Nuff ones will Ra. They'll see. Yeru, Rabim. And what? We're Yerau. So they will Yeru, right? Enough of them. And then they will Yerau. We're Yerau. They will reverence. They will respect. Yerau. Yeru. Rabim. We're Yerau. And they will reverence, respect, and shall trust in he who be who he be. We're Yivtechu. By Yahuwah. We're Yivtechu. They will batach, be sure, be confident. As he is always faithful, always sure, they will be sure. So they can trust with Yibtechu by Yahuwah in Jehovah. Thus, the hey verse, happy, ashrei, happy. The happy ashrei here, often sometimes translated as blessed, as in Psalm 1 according to the English, is ashrei. We have ashrei ha'ish. Happy is the ish. Here we have ashrei ha'gever. The geber is man, but geber is like the mighty man. The mighty man, because you have to be mighty to hold to Yahweh, truth and life. Ashrei hagever. You can't be a weak heart to hold to Yahweh, truth and life. Ashrei hagever. Happy is the man that made he who be who he be his trust. Ashrei hagever. Asher sam Yahuwah. Mivat acho, his batach. Are you sure? Batach. Always faith, always sure. Make him his trust, make him his confidence, his eifidence. Some would say Godfidence, Jafidence, right? His Jafidence, right? His confidence in the victory of good over evil. So as happy is the man, Asherei HaGever, Asher Sam Yahuwah, Mivat acho, and hath not turned, Here's the key, right? And have not turned, has not fana, like to turn around, to turn his face. He kept his face, his perception on Yahweh, truth and life, and has not turned away or been distracted by the ratchet or the wicked or the fools, right? Willofana, has not turned il rehavim, to the who? The rehavim. Who are the rehavim? To the arrogant. Have not turned away to obtain security by compromising. This is what happens. Ones will compromise with the Rehavim, with the arrogant ones, right? But he has not, the one who is Asherei, right? Here, not like Psalm 1. Psalm 1 says happy, or it says blessed is the man in English, but it really is Asherei Ha'ish. Happy is the Ish. It doesn't say Asherei Ha'adam. He has many different names Hebraically for man, different types of man. Here it says Asherei HaGever. HaGever, the Gever, right? Or the in modern Hebrew, the Gever, Asherei HaGever, right? And it's because we have the Gibor, right? The Gibor, the giants, the giants. These people don't know Hebrew, don't know what they're talking about. Stop following them, stop listening to them, right? Because then when you see other places, well, is this saying happy as a giant? No, it says happy as a mighty man, right? The mighty man. And here it's not looking at the might in the outer sense, right? In the outer sense, but that might in the inner sense, in the innermost of the inner sense, looking at that might. Remember, this, today's psalm, Mizmor Me, prayer and praise, right? Continuing here in the Psalter, right? He says, happy is the man, happy is the mighty man, not the weak heart. Happy is the mighty man, right? In order to come to that true happiness, that true beatitude, when Robeinu, our rabbi, the rabbi of rabbis, Yeshua HaMoshiach, when he says the beatitudes, we have the beatitudes. In the Hebrew, it's Asherei, Asherei. So the beatitudes, right, is that true beautiful attitude, that true happiness, that's a gift. It's not a feeling. It's not an emotion. It's a state, right, of heart, right, you know, and the true mind, in the true mind. Asherei HaGever, Asher Sam Yahuwah, Mib'acho, his confidence, right? That's what we bring out the sense of batach. Batach. Batach in the Hebrew is that I say, somebody says such and such, and you want to say sure, like you're confident, you're sure. You know, are you sure? Batach. Batach ani. Batach. I'm confident. I'm eifident. I'm jafident, right? So that one is the one who receives, right, this state. Because remember where it says, Waya eleni, he brought me up. So that tumultuous pit, that miry clay, right? You can then look at this previous psalm, Psalm 39, to get a context of what David and I and I be saying, right? Because it's David, it's through David where the kingdom of heaven, the groundation, the foundation for the kingdom of heaven was established on this earthly plane, right? And hath not turned aside to the arrogant with lo fana, sometimes it's pointed as fana, sometimes pana. Here we have the pointing as fana. Fana, right? Fana is like the face, right? Like it deals with the face, but all deals with turning. But it's like to turn the face. See, turn the face. When it says have not turned, getting to the Hebrew, since you see the word fana, right? Fana having to do with face and also do with turning. The sense is turning the face, turning the perspective. You don't take his perspective, take his eyes off of Yahuwah, Jehovah, HaKadosh, Baruch Hashem, to put his eyes on flesh, on men and people, even if they're black people like him. But if they're ratchet as Uk, right, he's not turning aside to them either. Awoke with Yahuwah, right? He waited patiently for he who be who he be, not for flesh, not for carnal-minded men and people, for Ukkas. Wala fana illa rehavim, right? And has not turned his face to the arrogant, right, seeking security by trying to compromise with them, right, paying them a price, right, to be free from their illegal activities, right, paying them a price, right, paying them a price, whether in heart and mind, right, whether in psychological or spiritual currency, to be free from their ratchet, their uckery activities, nor to such as fall away treacherously. Right? Some people think they're going to reason the ratchet, the Rasha, even the ratchet blacks, and try to, I'm going to give them the teaching of magic. All you're doing is casting, right, is casting pearls to swine and giving that which is holy, which is I love for he who be who he be, to dogs. If they find it for themselves, they're going to find it. Remember with the Syrophoenician woman, the Canaanite woman that came to Yeshua because she had a demoniac daughter? Right? She said, truth, Lord, the dogs eat that which fall off the master's table. She was saying, yes, I'm a biatch. What she was saying, because he says it's not right to give the children's bread to dogs. So here we can even see a distinction between Yeshua, right, who was sent to save his people, Yisrael, Israel, from their sins, right, and these other nations who wanted to get in on it, right. Yeshua said there's an order here. There's an order, right? It's not right to give the children's bread to dogs. She said, truth, Lord. She said, truth, Lord. But the dogs eat that which fall off the master's table, and Robeinu, I and I, Rabbi, the Rabbi of Rabbis, Black Lord and Savior Yeshua HaMoshiach, he turned to her. You know, and he said, be it, be it. He didn't lay hands on like he does another. He didn't get personal with it, but he said, be it, right, according, right, to her faith. Because what she said there, she said, yes, you're right. The children sit at the table and should get their bread, and should get that bread that's for them. But, you know, sometimes the dogs even eat the crumbs that fall off. So a child might knock off some crumbs or throw some crumbs down there. The child might, you know, but the child's not going to, if the child now takes their bread and takes it off the table and put it down for the dog, that child should get beat and run out the house. Right, you get beat and run out the house. You know, right? No, no, for real. What are you doing? But the child shows some grace, as Jehovah shows some grace, and some crumbs. You know, feed the dog a little something. But the dog tried to get up on the table, smack the dog down, child. Right? But what she said there, on the level, was brilliant, and it was true, and it was within the divine remit, right, to do. Be it unto you, right? You know, according to you know what you're saying. You're expressing this faith, all right? So therefore, it says from that very hour her daughter was healed. So who healed the Syrophoenician, the Canaanite woman's daughter? Yeshua didn't do like in other cases where Israelite or Judahite, you know, was sick or whatever. He would go over there like where they at? Let's go to the house. You know, call them here. They can't bring them here. Let's go to see them. And we see that countless places. But here, right, even the disciples said, the Talmudim said, you know, run away from us because she's bothering us too with this. Right? And when she said what she said, he said, not right to give the children bread to dogs. And she said, truth, Lord. You know, it's truth. Dog is, she's a female. A female dog is a what? That's all we say. She acknowledged that she was a biatch, right, of the nations, right? But she even said that even the dogs, whether they are biatch or just bastards or whatever, you know, they still sometimes get some bread that falls to the master's table. And he was like, because you said that, be it unto you to what you say and your faith, the faith you're expressing, and her daughter was healed. Right? So of course we know that all good things come from HaKadosh Baruch Hu Baruch Hashem. Right? And the master basically said her faith is so be it because she has faith. And she recognizes her position. But here it says, nor to such as fall away treacherously. Nor to such as fall away treacherously. You get that part right there? Rather, the Hebrew, bring out the Hebrew sense of this right here. Right? The Hebrew sense. With sate, chazav. If you're over in the Middle East and they call you chazav means lie. It basically means lie, right? So the translation brought out from the Hebrew as such as fall away, that Really, falling away is like going astray, like they swerve off track. With sate, chazav. That stray away, that fall away, that go astray. Like the sota, which is about the woman who is caught in going aside from her husband, right? So we have sate. With sate, chazav. Those who don't go away, go astray to lies. They who rely upon what proves to be, right, and is proven to be false and a lie instead of Ha'el, the true good, the true God, the true power, Yahuwah, he who be, who he be, who is sure, always faithful, always batach, always sure. That's Jafident. And thus, here, the reason for today's psalm, praise and prayer, right here.
His foundation is in the wall of mountains. Jealous is the gates of Zion more than all the dwellings of Jacob. Glorious things have been spoken of the O city of God. I'll make mention to Rehob and Babylon to them that know I. With the old Philistine Tyria with Ethiopia, it shall be said that this man was born there. And the highest himself shall establish the earth. Jah Rastafari.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? Children of the Ethiopians? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, children of Israel? Saith the Lord.
Psalm 40. I waited patiently for the Lord, I waited patiently. Patiently, I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me and heard my cry. He brought me up also out of an horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock, and established my goings. And he hath put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and fear, and shall trust in the Lord. Blessed is that man that maketh the Lord his trust, and respecteth not the proud, nor such as turn aside to lies. Many, O Lord my God, are thy wonderful works which thou hast done, and thy thoughts which are to usward. They cannot be reckoned up in order unto thee. If I would declare and speak of them, they are more than can be numbered. Sacrifice and offering thou didst not desire. Mine ears hast thou opened. Burnt offering and sin offering hast thou not required. Then said I, Lo, I come. In the volume of the book it is written of me, I delight to do thy will, O my God. Yea, thy law is within my heart. I have preached righteousness in the great congregation. Lo, I have not refrained my lips, O Lord, thou knowest.
I have not hid thy righteousness within my heart. I have declared thy faithfulness and thy salvation. I have not concealed thy loving kindness and thy truth from the great congregation. Withhold not thou thy tender mercies from me, O Lord. Let thy loving kindness and thy truth continually preserve me. For innumerable evils have compassed me about. Mine iniquities have taken hold upon me, so that I am not able to look up. They are more than the hairs of mine head. Therefore my heart faileth me. Be pleased, O Lord, to deliver me. O Lord, make haste to help me. Let them be ashamed and confounded together that seek after my soul to destroy it. Let them be driven backward and put to shame that wish me evil. Let them be desolate for a reward of their shame that say unto me, Aha, aha. Let all those that seek thee rejoice and be glad in thee. Let such as love thy salvation say continually, The Lord be magnified. But I am poor and needy. Yet the Lord thinketh upon me. Thou art my help and my deliverer. Make no tarrying, O my God, 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 O my God.
Never give up, you see. Never give up. Fight the fight, walk the walk, talk the talk, you see. Try and we fail, and we try and we fail. But what? One day we're going to conquer. Because you never fail yet. And we still have light, and we still have fight the fight. Confident in the victory, good over evil. Yeah.
Yes, yes, yes. We're going to ride up the road. I'm hard right here, here, here. Looking at the time, Chan. Time really flying. Springtime coming forward, Pesach. Yes, I looking forward to TJIF, Passover Eve. We have Psalm 40, Royal and Heart.
Righteousness, we say.
Yes.
Every ghetto you stand up and play a part. Stand up for something, or you're going to fall for anything. Listen to me. Righteousness, we say. Righteousness, we say. Every ghetto you stand up and play a part. Stand up for something, or you're going to fall for anything. Listen to me. Righteousness we say. Righteousness we say. Righteousness. Every get to you. Stand up and play a part. Stand up and play a part. Stand up and play a part. Stand up and play a part.
So people still searching for this truth here, which this reggae music, you know, bring Christ to them. And the only purpose it serves is to tell the people about Rastafari.
Today's daily psalm right here, 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 from the King of Kings. Haile Selassie I Bible right here, here, here. Yes, sir.
መዝሙር 39 በቅንፍ 40 ለመዘምራን አለቃ የዳዊት መዝሙር ቆይቼ እግዚአብሔርን ደጅ ጠናሁ እርሱም ዘምበል አለልኝ ጩኸቴንም ሰማ ከጥፋት ጉድጓድ ከረግረግም ጭቃ አወጣኝ እግሮቼንም በድንጋይ ላይ አቆማቸው አረማመዴንም አጸና አዲስ ዝማሬን ለአምላካችን ምስጋና ባፌ ጨመረ ብዙዎች ያያሉ ይፈሩማል በእግዚአብሔርም ይታመናል እግዚአብሔርን የታመነ ወደ ትዕቢተኛና ወደ ሐሰተኛ ያልተመለከተ ሰው ምስጉን ነው አቤቱ አምላኬ ያደረከው ታምራት ብዙ ነው አሳብህንም ምንም የሚመስለው የለም ባወራው ብናገረውም ከቁጥር ሁሉ በዛ መስዋዕትንና ቁርባንን አልወደድህም ስጋን አዘጋጀህል የሚቃጠለውንና ስለ ኃጢአት የሚቀርበውን መስዋዕት አልሻህም በዚያን ጊዜ አልኩ እነሆ መጣ ስለኔ በመጽሐፍ ራስ ተጽፏል አምላኬ ሆይ ፈቃድህን ለማድረግ ወደድ ህግህም በልቤ ውስጥ በታላቅ ጉባኤ ጽድቅን አወራ እነሆ ከንፈሮቼን አልከለክልም አቤቱ አንተ ጽድቄን ታውቃል እውነትህንም በልቤ ውስጥ አልሰወርኩም ማዳንህንም ተናገሩ ምሕረትህንና እውነትህን ከታላቅ ጉባኤ አልሰወርኩም አቤቱ አንተ ምሕረትህን ከኔ አታርቅ ቸርነትህና እውነትህ ዘወትር ይጠብቁኝ ቁጥር የሌላት ክፋት አግኝታኛለችና ኃጢአቶቼ ያዙ ማየትም ተስኖኛል ከራሴ ጠጉር ይልቅ በዙ ልቤም ተወኝ አቤቱ ታድነኝ ዘንድ ፍቀድ አቤቱ እኔን ለመርዳት ፍጠን ነፍሴን ለማጥፋት የሚወዱ ይፈሩ በአንድነትም ይጎስቁሉ በእኔ ላይ ክፋትን ሊያደርጉ የሚወዱ ወደ ኋላቸው ይመለሱ ይጎስቁሉም እሰይ እሰይ የሚሉኝ እፍረታቸውን ወዲያው ይከፈሉ አቤቱ የሚፈልጉ ሁሉ ባንተ ደስ ይበላቸው ሐሴትም ያደርጉ ሁልጊዜ ማዳንህን የሚወዱ ዘወትር እግዚአብሔር ታላቅ ይሁን ይበሉ እኔ ችግረኛና ምስኪን ጌታ ግን ያስበኛል አንተ ረዳቴና መድኃኒቴ ነህ አምላኬ ሆይ አትዘግይ
Salamta, Aina is today's daily psalm, according to the Royal Order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, and here after the Order of Melke and Sedek, the righteous king, Gormawi Kedemawi Haile Selassie, and here in the Book of the Seven Seals, the Metzhav Kedus, here we are in the Mezmure Dawid, the Psalm of David, according to the Royal Order, the Metzhav Kedus, the Book of the Seven Seals of Gormawi Kedemawi Haile Selassie. Here we're going to compare and contrast side by side the HSV, the Haile Selassie version, with the KJV, today's daily psalm, Psalm 40, Mezmure Dawid, Arba,
Arba,
Mezmure
Arba.
Arba. Arba, the 40th Psalm, Psalm XL. And here we have in the XL, the 40th Psalm, Messianic Psalm, speaking of Mashiach, Mashiach who he is, speaking of the King of Kings Christ, Exiabihar's servant, Jehovah's servant, obedient to death. The psalm begins with the joys of Christos, of Christ, in resurrection in verses 1 and 2. He has been in the horrible pit of the grave, but has been brought up. Verses 3 to 5 are his resurrection testimony, and the new song, the Adis Zemare, the Adis Zemare, the new chant. Verses 6 to 7 is a retrospective, looking in the rear view, so to speak, when sacrifice and offering had become abomination, abominable, because of the ratchetness, the rah-rah ratchetness of Jah people, of the people. We have Isaiah chapter 1, verses 10 to 15. Then the obedient servant came to make the pure offering. And here we have the second part of today's daily psalm. Today's daily psalm, the 40th psalm, Mezmor Arba, from the Mezmor Dawit, the chant, the vocal intonation, praises, the a cappella, so to speak, praises, Isis. Here we have verses 7 to 17, the obedient servant, speaking of Messiah, as this is a messianic psalm, today's daily psalm, coming to make and to bring the pure offering in verses 7 to 17, the Epistle to the Hebrews, chapter 10, verses 5 to 17, also a point of reference for the Talmudim, the Dek Mezamorit, and today's daily psalm, Mezmore Dawit,
Mezmore
Arba, Mezmore Arba, which is theme, Ye Miskanana, Ye Redata, Yerdata Limena, A prayer. First of all, we have praise, Miskana, praise and prayer. The psalmist and I here combines a song of thanksgiving of Miskana, a Miskana Mezmor, for a recent act of the divine, the divine deliverance, verses 1 to 11, with the confident, eifident petition the limina, the petition to ask for renewed divine intervention, particularly in the second part of today's daily psalm, verses 12 to 17, which overlaps the obedient servant, as we look at this psalm as a messianic psalm, as Dawit, Negus Dawit, Dawid, right, HaMelech, as David was a man after Gita, after Adonai's own heart. So here, today's daily psalm, Besama'av, Wewelid, Wemenfesu, Kedus, Ahadu, Amlak, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one source, in Jemralen. Once again, the theme, Yemiskana, Na, and praise, Miskana, yeah, Miskana, of thanks, yeah, Miskana, Na, and Yerdata, help, Limina, and ask for help. So it is both a prayer of thanksgiving and also a petition of help. And there's a point of reference with today's daily psalm in Mezmur Seba, right? We have the 70th psalm, verses 1 to 5. But here, let's pick up with the superscription to today's daily psalm. Le mezemmaran aleka, ye Dawit mezmur. Le mezemmaran, the chanters, the Isesses, the chanters, the musician, mezemmaran, those who give the mezmur, the aleka, the chief musician. Yeah, Dawit of David, mezmur, a chant, a psalm, a vocal intonation of David. Kuter ant, verse 1. Koiche kaziavi herdejet enahut arsum zenbella aleling chuhete nimasimany. I waited patiently. Koiche. I waited patiently for egaziavi her, for the sustainer of the good, the generous, the open handed our father. Koiche egaziavi herdej and out. Now here in the Royal Amharic we have the phrase dej, the door, tenahut. It's like standing at the door, waiting at the door, koiche, corresponding even to the Hebraic kao, kawiti. In the Hebrew say kao, kawiti. Here we have koiche, I waiting, egaziavi her, the sustainer of the good, the generous, dej, tenahut. Dej tenahut, waiting at the door. Here we have the symbol of the tabernacle, the deptara, the tent of meeting, and the holy place, the mekdes, and the beit mekdes, and waiting at that door, waiting at the door. Koiche, egaziavi her, dej tenahut. Arsuma zendebella alelin, kuhetenima semang, kuhetenim semang. And he heard I, and he inclined to I, and he heard my cry. Arsum, arsu, and he, arsum, and he himself, zenbel alelin, he inclined to I, chuhetenim, and my chuhet, my shout, samanye, he heard my shout, jah, to him as I waited at the door. Kutel hulet, verse 2. Katfat gudgwada karega regima chikawet ain igroche nema bedin gailaya komacho aremam medenema tsena. He brought I up also out of an horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock, and established my goings. Cut ifata gudgwad, from the pit of destruction, from destruction pit. Cut ifat gudgwad, karega regima chikawet ain. And from the miry clay, the miry chika, karega regima chikawet ain, awet ain. He brought I up and out, igroche nim, and my feet, the dingai lie, upon the dingai, upon the rock, akomacho. He caused them to stand, set my feet, caused them to stand, firm, flat-footed, to stand upon the dingai, upon the rock, aremam mede nim atsena, and my goings, my steps, aremam mede, my steps aremam medenim, and my steps atzena. He made them firm. Kuter sos, verse 3. Adi sazemaren lamlakachin miskana beafeya chemre. Bizuocha yayalu yeferummal beegziavi harimma yitamenalu. And he hath put a new song in Adis zemare. We have zemare, mezmur, zemre, the chant. He put a new chant, a new song in Adi sazemaren lamlakachin for for our source. Le amlakachin miskana, miskana, thanks and praise, eyes is miskana. Be afe in my mouth, in my af, af mouth, afe my mouth. Be afe in my mouth, chemere, chemere. He added a new miskana. A new chant for I and I source and Miskana and praises Be'afe Chemere and added praises in I and I mouth. Bizuoch, Bizuoch, Nuff, 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 Bizuoch, Nuff ones, Yayalu, Yayalu, shall see, seeing, Yifarumal and respect and fear and reverence, Be'ekaziari Harima Yitamenalu, and in the sustain of the good, the generous open handed Ab Father Yitamenalu, they will trust, Tamen, Amen. We have faith and trust in the sustainer. Kuter Arat, verse 4. So, miskunno, blessed, praiseworthy or blessed. In the Hebrew, that blesses the Ashrei, Ashrei HaGever. That blesses that man, blesses the man. Here we have Exiavi Harin Yetamene, in Exiavi in the sustainer Yetamene, one who is Taman, Tamen, Tamen, Aras Tamen, one who has faith and trust, Wode Tibitanyana, to the proud, Wode Hasetenya, and to the liars. And to the liars, Yalla Tamelekate, one who does not pay attention to the proud or the liars, the man, the human being, the man who doesn't pay attention to the proud, Wadet Vitenya Na and Wadet Hasetenya, and to the liars, Yalla Tamelekate, the man who doesn't pay attention to them, Miskun, corresponding in the royal Amharic, in the Lisana Negus in the Gesa, Lashon of Hamelech, in the pure, the new, and that pure, refined language, word, sound, and power in the Book of the Seven Seals, we have Miskunno, as we have in the first psalm, corresponding to the Hebraic Ashrei, happy, but in this context is praiseworthy, worthy of praise, like Geziavi Harin, Yetamene, one who trusts, who amens, Amene, has faith in Geziavi, sustainer, what it betenyana to the proud and what a hasetenya and to the liars, Yal Temelekateso, one who doesn't pay attention, miskunno. Happy, praiseworthy is that man that maketh the sustainer his trust and respecteth not, pays not attention to the proud, nor such as turn aside to lies. Kuter Amist, verse 5. Avet hamlaki yadaregho atamrata bizunno asabehne ma minam yemi meslo yelle bawarama binagrema kakutera hulu beza many nuff 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 many. Oh Lord my God, Abetu, my father's father, father of the house, Amlaki, my source, many, my father, my source, are thy wonderful, wondrous, marvelous works which thou the eye hast done, Abetu, Amlaki, Yadareg Dahot Amrat, Bizu, many there are, and thy thoughts which are to us word, to I and I word, Asabihinim Minima Yamimeslo. And your thoughts, your thinking, your consideration, your measure for measure, your thoughts, your reckoning, your calculation, asabahinim, minim, anything, nothing, yami meslo, to resemble, yellem, there's nothing that can resemble them. Bawaram, and if I were to declare, I would say they cannot be reckoned up in order to the eye. If I would declare Bawaram, Bawara, if I were to news them, to declare them, Bawaram, and if I were to declare them, Binagarim, and speak of them, Binagarim, and tell of them, Kalkutar Hulu Beza, from number all, from all number, Kalkutar Hulu Beza. Beza, they are more, they are enough more. They increase, they are much more, they are more than can be numbered. Kutar Siddis, verse 6. Meswa itinna qurbanin ala wadaddahim. Sigana zagajahilin. Yamiya katalwinna silhatiyata. Yamiya qurbawinna meswa itta ala shahim. Sacrifice and offering thou didst not desire. Meswa'it, sacrifice, meswa'itinna, and Qurban, the offering. Ala wadaddahim, I did not desire it. Sigan, azegah, jahiling. Now here's where we have the New Covenant correspondence of this, and a compare and a contrast with the HSC, Haile Selassie version, and the Septuagint. We'll show this here also as we look in the Hebrews, the Epistle to the Hebrews. Here in the KJV it reads, sacrifice and offering thou didst not desire. Mine ears hast thou opened. But here we have Sigan, flesh, azegah jahiling. You have prepared for I flesh or a body. You have prepared for I and I a body. Now, the correspondence with mine ears is very, very interesting. A little bit more of a study, Martha, as I'm more read to fellow disciples, Talmudim. Here, the KJV has mine ears has now opened. Here, we have in the HSV, Sigan, Azagat, Jehelim, a body that I has prepared for I. And a body has thou prepared. Thou has prepared Hebrews chapter 10, verses 5 to 7, point of reference. Going on, it says, burnt offering and sin offering hast thou not required. Yemi at elowin, though that which is burnt, the burnt offering, like the ola offering, yemi at elowin na, and sile concerning chatiat, the sin, the lack, the akri offering, and concerning akri, yemi karbowin meswa'it, that which is to be presented, a sacrifice to be presented concerning the chatiyat, the sin, the akri, the lack offering, al-shahim, that I did not shah it, that I did not require it, al-shahim, kuter sabat, verse 7. Bezian gize alu, and the whole metal, silene the metzhaf rasetetsk for al. Then said I, Bezian gize, in that time, Bezian gize, in that time, alu, I said, Bezian gize alu, and the whole, look, see, here it is, lo, look, metal, metahu, metal, I come. Sile ene concerning I, the metzhaf ras, in the book, the head, in the head of the book, in the book, ras, tetzfo'al, it is written of the ras. Then said I, lo, I come, in the volume of the book, it is written of I, it is written of me, bezian gizial, neho, metau, sile ene, the metzhaf ras, tetzfo'al. Verse 8. I delight to do thy will. Oh my God, oh my source, Amlaki Hoi, oh my source, Fekadihin, Fekadih, the I male will, Fekadihin, the I's male will, the Madrega Wadeduhu. I've loved to do thy will, Fekadihin, the Madrega Wadeduhu. Higgahim and the I male law, Higgahim and the I law, Belibe, my heart, Belibe wistno, in my heart it is, Kutar Zetang, verse 9, Betalak aguvaya sidkina warao. Enaho kenforoche ala kalakalim abituantes idkena taukale. I have preached righteousness in the great congregation, in the great aggregation, betalak aguvayi, in the great assembly, congregation, aggregation, betalak aguvayi sidkena warau, awarahu. Siddiq, righteousness, awarahu. I have proclaimed, I've newsed it, almost in the evangelical kind of sense, as the good news, I've newsed it, awarahu. Here, KJV says, I preach righteousness in the great congregation. Betalak aguvaye, siddiq, in awarahu. In the whole, lo, look, see, here it is. Ken forochin ala kalakalim. I have not refrained, ken feroche, my lips, ken feroche, ala kalekalim, I have not refrained my lips, abe, to my father, his father, O father of the house, ante, the I, speaking to he who be, who he be, directly, ante, sidkena tauk ale, the I, and none else, but the I, male, sidke, my righteousness, my innocency, sidke na tauk ale, the I, self, knowest. Kut al-Asr, verse 10. Unatihinema belebe wista ala sawarahum. Madanehinema tenagarahum. I have not hid the righteousness within my heart. The eye's truth, the eye's unet, 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 the eye male truth, unet, and the eye's male truth, belibe, belibe, in my heart, belibe, within my heart, alasawarhum, I have not hidden. I have not hidden in thy heart. I have declared thy faithfulness and thy salvation. Madan nehinim tenagaruhu. Here it says, Madan, Madan, the eyes, Madan, the eye salvation, Madanih, the eyes male salvation, medicine, Madanihinim, and the eye salvation, tenagaruhu. I have told, I spake. I have not concealed, I have not hidden again, I have not hidden, I have not concealed thy loving kindness, speaking to you, be directly, I have not hidden or concealed the eye's mercy. The eyes loving kindness, mehiretehinna and eunetih. The eyes objective reality, the eyes truth, eunetih. The eyes truth, katalak guvayi, from the great assembly, alasawarhum. Utar asaraand, verse 11, abietu. Ante mehiretehinna kaene atark. Withhold not thou thy tender mercies from I Abitu, I father, his father, O Av of the Beit, Abitu, Ante, the I male, the I self, and none other, Mihiretihin, the eyes, Mihiretihin, Kaine, Ka, from Ine, from I Atarik, do not make it far, do not keep it far, do not make it far, don't make the eyes mercy. See far from I, Charneti, the eyes open-handed, generosity, Charneta, Charneti, the eyes male, loving kindness, and Uneti, the eyes truth, the eyes objective reality, Zawetir, continually, all the time, always, it ab coin. Continually preserve, continually keep, continually guard, I, it ab coin, put al asra hulet. Verse 12. For innumerable evils have compassed me, I about. Mine iniquities have taken hold upon I, so that I am not able to look up. They are more than the hairs of my ras, my head. Therefore my heart faileth me. So here, at this point, the psalm is the prayer part. The first verses up to verse 11, up to Kutar Asara, and were more the Miskana portion. Here we have Yerdata Limana Elot. Here we have the prayer for, and the petition, the prayerful petition for help and assistance here in Kutar Asara Hulet. Kutar Yelelata Kafata Gina Tanya Lechna. Without number, Kutar Yelelat. She which has not number, kafat, evil. She evil which has not number, agina tanya lechina. She has found I, evil that does not have number, kafat, kutar yelelata kafat, evil without number, agina tanya lechina. She has found I. Chat yatoche, and my chat yat, my sins, yazun, they have seized I, they have taken hold on I. KJV has mine iniquities have taken hold upon I. Now it's interesting, usually chat yat, sin, is usually singular in the Royal Amharic scripts to refer to the sin nature, but here it's more in the Hebraic and in the Torah sense of the ukaris. Chat yatoche yazun, and mine ukaris have taken hold upon me. Mayetim teslonyan, mayet to see, mayet to see, mayetim and to see teslonyan. I am not able to see, so that I am not able to look up. Ka rase tagur yilik bezu ka rase my head tagur tagur the tagur tagur the tagur the hairs karase and from the hairs of my head yilik 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 bezu they are more than the hairs of my ras karase tagur yilik bezu libem tawin and my heart. And my heart, libeim, tawain, left eye. And my heart forsook I. Uter Asara source, verse 13. Abetu, tadnein zen fiked. Abetu, inen lemerdata fiten. Be pleased, abetu, I father's father, O father of the house, to deliver, to I live, I to save, I tadnein zen fiked will. I said, be pleased, fiked, will, abetu, kadinen zen, will to save I, abetu, inen le marata fiten, make haste to help inen, inen, and I, inen, I, le marat, to help fiten, be fast, be quick, 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 fiten, fiten, hurry, 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 to help I, kuta asara, arat, verse 14. Nesena lemat fata yemi wad dua yiferu. Bandana tema yigwasukurlu. Benne like fatina liadargu. Yemi wad dua wad khalacho yimelesu yigwasukurlum. Make them be ashamed and confounded and confused together that seek after my soul to destroy it, to destroy her. Nefsin lemat fata yemi wad dua yiferu. Let them be in fear. That love to destroy. Let my father me what to do. Nefsi, my soul. Let them be driven backward and put to shame. That wish me, that wish I evil. That wish all that rara on I and I. Ba'andinetim, yigwasukwelu. Here, Bamarinya says, ba'andinetim, yigwasukwelu. Ba'andinet, andinet, in unity, in oneness. Ba'andinetim, and in oneness, yigwasukwelu. Let them be miserable. Let them be miserable all together, together. Benne lai against inne, against I. Benne lai kafatina liadargu. Those who do evil, benne lai against I. Yemiya wadudu. Those who love to do evil, wadukhwalacho. To their back part, to their backward. Backward, wadukhwalacho. Yemelesu. May they turn back. Yigwesukwelum. Yigwesukwelum. And be miserable. And be put to shame and be miserable. Kutasaramist. Verse 15. Isay, say, yamilun, for etacho wina with the yawa, yikafalu. Let them be desolate for a reward of their shame that say to me, that say to aha, aha. Isay, say, yamilun, if for etacho wina with the yawa, yikafalu, yikafalu. Let them be desolate. Right. Let their shame, the ifret, immediately be paid. May they be paid, right, for their isay, aha, 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 say to I, aha, aha, yamilun yifretachuit, or the yawa, yikafalu, kutasara sadist. Verse 16, abetu, yamiya felguhu, hulu, ba'ante, tesibalacho, ha setima yadrigu, hulgize madanehin, yamiya wadu azawatir, egaziavi her talaka yuhu. Let all those that seek thee, I rejoice and be glad, be happy, be glad, rejoice and be glad in the eye. Abetu, I father's father, O father of the house, Yemiya Feluguh, those who seek the eye, male, Hulu, all, everybody, all who seek the eye, Abetu, Yemi Feluguh, Hulu, the ante. In ante, in the eye male, the ante, speaking to he who be directly, the ante, desibelacho, may they be happy, rejoice in the eye, hasetima yadrigu, and rejoice, and be glad, happy, and rejoice, let such as love thy salvation say continually, itinually, egziavihar, sustain the good, the generous, of Jehovah be magnified. Hul gizeh, madanehinna yami wedduah zawater. Hul gizeh, all the time. Madan, salvation, medicine, madani, the eyes, salvation, the eyes, medicine. Hulgize madani hin yami a word to do. Those who love yami word to do. Zawatir, 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 always, all the time. Egziavi her talak yehun. Egziavi sustainer, talak, great, important. Great, Yehun, let Exiyahu, the sustainer of the good, the generous, open-handed, be great, be important. Exiyahu, her, talak Yehun, yibelu. May they say continually, kuter asara sabat. Verse 17, Chavari. Inne chigrenyanna miskinen gitagin. Yasubalinyal anta redatena medchanitene amlakihoi atazagi atazagi atazagi. I am poor. I am poor and needy. Ine chigrenyana miskinen. Chigrenyana miskinen. I am poor. I am poor. I am afflicted. I am afflicted. I am poor. That the helplessness of a man attracts to him the unwelcome attentions of the arrogant, and they increase his and I sufferings. It is the cause of the sustainer of the good, the generous Ab Father, taking pity and having mercy on him and coming to his and I rescue, the poor and the needy. Hine chigrenyana miskinen geta gin. Geta, the Lord Adonai. Adonai, 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 Geta, Bamarinya, Geta, the Lord, yet the Lord thinketh upon me. Geta, Gin, Yasibalinya, Geta, the Lord, Gin, however, the Lord, Geta, Gin, however, the Lord, yet the Lord, Yasibalinya, Yasibalinya, thinketh upon I, Hanteredate named Hanitene, the I. The Redate, my help, my helper, and Medchanite, and I medicine, and I salvation, ne, the I male antenne, ante Redate na Medchanite, ne, I'm lucky hoy, oh my source, I'm lucky hoy, oh my God, oh my source, Atazagi, make no tarrying, tarry not in this extremity, tarry not, defer not the faith. I tenues firm. The flesh is weak, and it cries out for a swift response. I'm like hoy atazagi. Make no delay. 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 Make no delay.
Many are calling, no? Many are calling, but few are choosing.
Rastafari, King of all kings, Lord of all lords, conquering lion of the tribe of Judah, elect of himself, mighty and thunderable, exhibit massacre on Yahweh in the goose and the gods, let Jah be praised.
Many are calling, no? Many are calling, but few are choosing.
Calling, calling, calling to hear the full now, or hopefully catch it on the replay. 515-602-9761 to hear the full now. Calling, 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 call. 515.
Many are calling, no? Many are calling, but few are choosing. Many are calling, but few are choosing. I was called, and I was choosing. It's funny, but it's true.
መዝሙር 39 በቅንፍ 40 ለመዘምራን አለቃ የዳዊት መዝሙር ቆይቼ እግዚአብሔርን ደጅ ጠናሁ እርሱም ዘንበል አለልኝ ጩኸቴንም ሰማ ከጥፋት ጉድጓድ ከረግረግም ጭቃ አወጣ እግሮቼንም በድንጋይ ላይ አቆማቸው አረማመዴንም አጸና
አዲስ ዝማሬን ለአምላካችን ምስጋና ባፌ ጨመር ብዙዎች ያያሉ ይፈሩም በእግዚአብሔርም ይታመናል እግዚአብሔርን የታመነ ወደ ትዕቢተኛና ወደ ሐሰተኛ ያልተመለከተ ሰው ምስጉን ነው አቤቱ አምላኬ ያደረከው ታምራት ብዙ ነው አሳብህንም ምንም የሚመስለው የለም ባወራው ብናገረውም ከቁጥር ሁሉ በዛ መስዋዕትንና ቁርባንን አልወደድህም ስጋን አዘጋጀህልኝ የሚቃጠለውንና ስለ ኃጢአት የሚቀርበውን መስዋዕት አልሻ በዚያን ጊዜ አሉ እነሆ መጣ ስለኔ በመጽሐፍ ራስ ተጽፏል አምላኪ ሆይ ፈቃድህን ለማድረግ ወደድ ህግህም በልቤ ውስጥ በታላቅ ጉባኤ ጽድቅን አወራ እነሆ ከንፈሮቼን አልከለክልም አቤቱ አንተ ጽድቄን ታውቃል እውነትህንም በልቤ ውስጥ አልሰወርኩም ማዳንህንም ተናገሩ ምህረትህንና እውነትህን ከታላቅ ጉባኤ አልሰወርኩም አቤቱ አንተ ምህረትህን ከኔ አታርቅ ቸርነትህና እውነትህ ዘወትር ይጠብቁኝ ቁጥር የሌላት ክፋት አግኝታኛለችና ኃጢአቶቼ ያዙ ማየትም ተስኖኛል ከራሴ ጠጉር ይልቅ በዙ ልቤም ተወኝ አቤቱ ታድነኝ ዘንድ ፍቀድ አቤቱ እኔን ለመርዳት ፍጠን ነፍሴን ለማጥፋት የሚወዱ ይፈሩ በአንድነትም ይጎስቁሉ በእኔ ላይ ክፋትን ሊያደርጉ የሚወዱ ወደ ኋላቸው ይመለሱ ይጎስቁሉም እሰይ እሰይ የሚሉኝ እፍረታቸውን ወዲያው ይከፈሉ አቤቱ የሚፈልጉ ሁሉ ባንተ ደስ ይበላቸው ሐሴትም ያድርጉ ሁልጊዜ ማዳንህን የሚወዱ ዘወትር እግዚአብሔር ታላቅ ይሁን ይበሉ እኔ ችግረኛና ምስኪን ጌታ ግን ያስበኛል አንተ ረዳቴና መድኃኒቴ ነህ አምላኬ ሆይ አትዘግይ
Psalm 40. I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me and heard my cry. He brought me up also out of an horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock, and established my goings. And he hath put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it in fear, and shall trust in the Lord. Blessed is that man that maketh the Lord his trust, and respecteth not the proud, nor such as turn aside to lies. Many, O Lord my God, are thy wonderful works which thou hast done, and thy thoughts which are to usward. They cannot be reckoned up in order unto thee. If I would declare and speak of them, they are more than can be numbered. Sacrifice and offering thou didst not desire. Mine ears hast thou opened, burnt offering and sin offering hast thou not required. Then said I, Lo, I come. In the volume of the book it is written of me, I delight to do thy will, O my God. Yea, thy law is within my heart. I have preached righteousness in the great congregation. Lo, I have not refrained my lips, O Lord, thou knowest. I have not hid thy righteousness within my heart. I have declared thy faithfulness and thy salvation. I have not concealed thy loving kindness and thy truth from the great congregation. Withhold not thou thy tender mercies from me, O Lord. Let thy loving kindness and thy truth continually preserve me.
My advice to all is to fulfill the Ten Commandments.
Is suited to the time, the Iowa.
Iowa. It was a time of David's outlawry. Outlawry. You heard of outlaw, like one is the outlaw, but this is the time of Dawid's, the well-beloved, outlawry by Shaul, by Saul. So Saul had rendered and marked, right, Dawid as an outlaw. So this is the Iowa, this psalm, today's daily psalm. Shalom, Chavarim, shalom, today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, and here after the order of Melchizedek, Malachias, Edek, Melchizedek, Kermawi, Kermawi, Haile Selassie, HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, Holy One, blessed be He, blessed be the name. So here, Chavarim, we have Mizmor Mein. Mizmor Mein, some point as Mein, the Hebrew Meh sound, M sound, Mein, Mein. Right, Mizmor Mein. Ethiopically, we point as Mein. Most will point as Mein. But here we have the 40th Psalm, Psalm XL. We have the XL Psalm, today's daily Psalm. Praise, praise, eyes is in prayer. Praise, we have praise and prayer. So here we have from the Sefer Tehillim, some of the first words, the context, the intro right here. A distinct break occurs at the end of verse, it'll be verse 11 in the KJV, but in the Sefer Tehillim, he break, it'll be verse 12, just that numbering thing right there. But the KJV, there's a distinct break that occurs at the end of verse 11. So today's daily psalm, and now previous, just prior to, you know, within the sequence, of course, I think the psalms, some psalms, it's interesting looking at and studying at the royal order psalm, the ones I've not downloaded, you know, the daily psalms, Davidic worship chart. Please do, brothers and sisters, because we just had touched on the 39th. So here we see this in the sequence here, right, building on a consecutive psalm. So this is kind of interesting right here, especially at this time, right, of the Shana of the year. So here, a distinct break occurs. In the first part, we have a hymn of praise, Isis, Miskana, Toda, Hebraically speaking, in the Lisan and the Negus, in the Lashon of the King of Hamelech. We have Miskana, praise for past, deliverance. Now the second part, we have a petition, a sha'al, in the Hebrew sha'al. The sha'al is the ask. We say abetuta, the abetuta, petition, a sha'al. So the second part of today's daily psalm, Psalm XL, Mizmor Mein, 40th Psalm, the second part, we have a sha'al, an ask for aid and assistance in present danger. Now, according to one particular view, as we take the time to enjoy Jah view, right, we have two separate compositions. There's one view that views it as two separate compositions that are linked together into one Mizmor, the Mizmor, Mezmor, Mezmor Dawid, the psalms, the vocal praises, intonation, chant the psalm into one chant. But more probably the latter half, the second part was appended subsequently when the poet and the author, here we have Lamnatseyach Le Dawid Mizmor, for the leader, the chief musician, David Mizmor, when the psalmist, when the condition, and I, you could say, as we ride up, had changed for the worse. The condition of the psalmist had changed for the worse. This is where we look at the second part of today's daily psalm. As we'll be pointing out, phrases in the second part, they seem to refer, right,
or spiral, you know, cipher as it were, but they refer back to the first part, which is an argument, a reasonment from the courts, the royal argument, not that stuff in the outer world, but it's an argument, right? A persuasion in favor of the unity, the einity, right? So a notable feature is that we have verses 13 to 17 in the KJV. In the Hebrew, if you look at the Hebrew, it'll be verses 14 to 18. They appear separately. They appear separately as Psalm LXX, as Psalm 70. So verses 13 to 17, KJV, they appear separately as Psalm 70 LXX. Now the background, the context and the background of today's daily psalm is suited to the time, the Iowa. It was a time of David's outlawry. You heard of outlaw, like the one is the outlaw, but this is the time of David's, the well-beloved, outlawry by Saul. So Saul had rendered and marked by David as an outlaw. So this is the Iowa. This psalm, today's daily psalm, is suited to the time, the Iowa of David being an outlaw, right? Wanted. You know, he was wanted dead or alive. Yes, Rastafari, but the praise and the prayer, today's daily psalm, Mizmor Meim, Lanatseyach LeDawid, Mizmor. We'll be right back.
The path of the righteous man is beset on all sides by the iniquities of the selfish and the tyranny of evil men.
Then shall ye return and discern between the righteous and the wicked, between him that serveth God and him that serveth him not. Then they that feared the Lord spake often one to another, and the Lord hearkened and heard it, and a book of remembrance was written before him for them that feared the Lord and that thought upon his name. And they shall be mine, saith the Lord of hosts, in that day when I make up my jewels, and I will spare them as a man spareth his own son that serveth him. Then shall ye return and discern between the righteous and the wicked, between him that serveth God and him that serveth him not.
My advice to all, is to fulfill the Ten Commandments.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
Of David, a song, a mizmor, a chant, an intonation. Awo, kwiti, awa. I waited patiently for Jehovah, Wayed Eli, and he inclined to I, Wayishma'a Shawati, and he heard my cry, my Shawati, my shout. These words are to be considered in the light, the illumination of the verse in Yeshayahu, in Yeshayahu, in Isaiah 25 and 9. And it shall be said in that day, lo, look, this is Elohim, this is our Elohim, for whom we waited, that he might save us. Ve'amar bayom ha'hu, hine Eloheinu, zeh, kuinu la'ua, ve'yosha'ainu, zeh, Yahuwah, kuinu la'ua, nagila, ve'nisamneha. I waited patiently. Mizmor mim, mizmor meim, Psalm 40. La menat eyach le David mizmor. Awok witi Yahua, Wayet Aelaya, Waishma'a Shawati. Mizmor Mim, Mizmor Mem, Psalm 40. La Menatiach Lid Dawid Mizmor. Awok witi Yahua, Wayet Aelaya, Waishma'a Shawati. For the leader, the Psalm of David, I waited patiently for Yahua, for Jehovah, and he inclined to me, to I, and heard my cry. La menatzeach le David mizmor. Awok witi Yahuwah, vayet elai, vayishma'a shawati. For the leader, the chief musician, a psalm of David, I waited patiently for Yahuwah, for Jehovah, and he inclined to me and heard my cry. Psalm 40, first two verses. Hear, Shema Yisrael. Hear for the Midrash. Hear for a study on today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews. And hear after the order of Malachi, Tzedek. Mizmor Mim, Mizmor Mem. The 40th psalm, Psalm 40. The opening words, including the superscription, La Menatzeach, for the leader, the chief musician, La Menatzeach, for the overcomer, Le David Mizmor. Of David, a psalm, a mizmor, a chant, an intonation. Kawo kwiti owa. I waited patiently for Jehovah. Wayet elai. And he inclined to I. Wayishma'a shawati. And he heard my cry, my shawati, my shout. These words are to be considered in the light, the illumination of the verse in Yeshayah, in Yeshayahu, in Isaiah 25 and 9. And it shall be said in that day, lo, look, this is Eloheinu, this is our Elohim, for whom we waited, that he might save us. We amar bayom ahahu, hine Eloheinu, zeh, kuinu laua, we yoshainu, zeh, yahoa, kuinu laua, nagila, we nisamecha, bia shuato. It shall be said in the day, behold, this is our Elohim. I and I, true good, true God, we have waited for him, and he will save us. He will save I and I. Zeh Yahuwah, this Jehovah, we, I and I, have waited for him. We, I and I, will be glad and rejoice in his salvation. 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 Isaiah 25 and 9. It is not in the power of Yisrael, it's not in the power of Israel to do anything, but wait for HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, to redeem them in reward for saying, I have waited patiently for Jehovah, Kawo Kwiti Yahuwah, as it is written in Lamentations 3 and 25, Jehovah is good to them that wait for him. And also in Zechariah 9 and 12, return to the stronghold, ye, your prisoners of hope, your prisoners of expectation. But perhaps you say, as in the words of Jeremiah 8 and 20, the harvest is past, the summer is ended, and we, I and I, are not saved. Then, in the words of Psalm 27 and 14, wait for Jehovah. Be strong and let thy heart take courage. Yea, wait thou, the eye, for Jehovah. Note, wait for Jehovah. And again, wait for Jehovah. Keep on waiting and waiting. So, though you wait and still are not saved, be strong. And let and make thy heart take courage. Wait and wait again. And if you say, how long must we wait? Long ago it was written. It was written in Psalm 131 and 3. O Yisrael, hope in Jehovah from this time, this Iowa forth and forever, forever. And also in Psalm 31:25, be strong and let your heart take courage. All y'all, all ye that wait for Jah, for Jah, for Jah, for Jah. If you wait, if you wait, you shall be saved. For it is said in Yeshayahu, in Isaiah, Yeshayah 49 and 23, they shall not be ashamed that wait for me. They shall not be ashamed that wait for I. And in Yeshayah, Isaiah 40:31, they that wait for Yahuwah, for Jehovah, shall renew their strength. And also in Psalm 37, verse 9, those that wait for Jehovah, they shall inherit the land. Hence, here, even in today's daily psalm, Mizmor Mi, Mizmor Me, Psalm 40, hence here it is said, I waited patiently for Jehovah, and he inclined to I, and heard my cry, and heard my shout. awoke, witi yahuwa, wayet elai, wayishma'a shawati. Therefore, Elohim said, David, who waited for me, him I answered, I answered, I answered, I answered, I answered. Waya eleni, mi bora shaona mi tita hayayen. Waya kema ala sala'a raglaya konena ishorai. He brought I up. Waya eleni, he aliyed. Waya eleni, he brought I up also out of the tumultuous pit. Out of the miry clay, waya eleni mi bora shaona mi tita hayayen. But did David ever go down into a pit or into mire? This is what David meant. I was already on the way that leads to Gehenna. That is called the tumultuous pit. And the miry clay, mibor shaon, mi tita hayayin, 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 hayayin. But I prayed and waited for the reward of my worship, for the reward of my worship, and won it. For HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, did not suffer me to sink into Gehenna, as it is written in Psalm 16. Verse 10, thou wouldest not abandon my soul, my psyche, to the netherworld, neither wouldest thou suffer thy goodly one to see tis the pit. Thou wouldest not abandon my soul to Sheol, to the nether world. Ki lo ta'ezov nafshi lishol. Neither wouldest thou that I suffer thy godly, thy goodly one, to see the pit. Lo titena chasideka leot shachat. And it was not enough that he did not suffer I to go down into the pit. He also made I know in what way I ought to walk, in what way I ought to trod, as it is written in Psalm 16, verse 11, the very next verse, thou madest me to know the path of life, of liberty. In thy presence, in thy face, is fullness of joy. Toda'ayni orach chayi siva. Simachot etapaneka neimota bimineka netzach. That is the Gan Ba'eden, the Garden of Eden. Hence, David. Hence, here. David said, he brought I up, waya eleni, also out of the tumultuous pit. Mi bora sha'on, out of the miry clay. Mi tita hayawin. Nay, more. He lifted me up to a high place. As it is written, he set my feet upon a rock. He established my goings. Wayakem al sela'a raglai konein ishorai. He set my foot upon a rock. Wayakem al sela'a raglai. He established konein. He established my goings. Konein ishorai. By rock, sela'a, sela'a. By rock is clearly meant a very high and lofty place. As it is said in Isaiah, in Isaiah 33 and 16, he shall dwell on high. His place of defense shall be the fortresses of rocks. Hence here, David said, He set my foot upon a rock. Wayakem al selah raglai. And why such things? Why such things for me? For I? Because of my waiting. Because I waited for Elohim, the true good, the true God. He desires neither burnt offerings, nor whole offerings, nor sacrifices, only waiting. They asked Dawid, how do we know that Elohim did such things for thee? Aye. Dawid, David replied, you know from the song that I sing, he hath put a new song in my mouth, even praise to our Elohim. Wayitain b'fi shir chadash, tehillah l'Eloheinu. He hath put a new song in my mouth. Wayitain b'fi, and he put b'fi in my mouth. Shir chadash. Song, a new song, Shir Chadash. Even praise, Tehillah, to Ainai Elohim, L'Eloheinu. They ask, and were all thine other songs not new? David replied, even as I was going down into the pit of destruction, he lifted me up, and I said, as now thou, the eye, has lifted me up, wayaleni, so give back Ruach HaKadosh, the Holy Spirit, the Eil Ayrit, to I. The verse in Psalm 91, verse 14, restore to me, to I, the joy of thy salvation, and make a willing spirit uphold me, uphold I. Slicha, lo erad in the midrash. That Psalm 50, 51, 51, 14. Ha shiva li, si son yisha eka, with ruach ne dira, tisa mecheni. Restore to me the joy of thy salvation. Ha shiva li. Sisona Yisha Eka, and make a willing spirit, with Ruacha Nidiba, Tisa Mecheni, uphold me, Tisa Mecheni, uphold I. Psalm 51 and 14. This shows that Ruacha Kadosh, the Holy Spirit, the Isla Irid, had been taken away from him, and Elohim, the true good, the true God, said to I, I now give thee back thy spirit, the I spirit. Thus, it's like this that Dawid explained the Shir Chadash, the new song. Yeru Rabbim, ye'arau, many shall see and fear and reverence and respect. Yeru Rabbim, ve'yirau. He who wishes to repent ought to look upon David, of whom it is written in Yeshaya, in Isaiah 55 and 4, behold, I have given him for a witness to the peoples. Hence, it is said in today's daily psalm, Psalm 40, verse 4, in the Hebrew, Yeru Rabbim, v'yirau, many shall see and fear and reverence and respect, and thereupon they shall trust in Jehovah, v'yivotechu b'Yahweh, and they shall trust, v'yivotechu b'Yahweh, in Jehovah. So too, when, according to the words of Exodus 14:31, Israel saw the great walk, the great work that Jehovah did. Thereupon, according to Exodus 15, verse 1, Moshe Moses and the B'nai Yisrael and the sons, the children of Israel, the Israelites, sang this song. Ashrei Hagavar, Asher Sami Yahwa, Mivatacho, Lo Fana Ella Rehavim, We Satei Chazab. Blessed is the man that maketh Jehovah his trust, and respecteth not the proud, nor such as turn aside to lies. Ashrei Hagavar, Asher Sami Yahwa, Mivatacho, Lo Fana Ella Rehavim, We Satei Chazab. A man should not say, quote, because I have sinned, because I have acted up, there is no mending me, there is no mending I, end quote. Let him make him rather put his trust in Jehovah, and make him repent, make him change his mind, and Jehovah will receive him. Nor should a man say, quote, if I repent, if I change my mind, I shall be left without pride. Rather, make pride be hateful to him, and make him abase himself, and return in repentance. Wilo fana illa rahavim, we satei chazab, such as turn aside to lies. We satei chazab, are they who incline to schemes of deceit. So too scripture says in the words of Psalm 101 and 3, I hate the works of them that turn aside. I hate the doings of things of fangs crooked. I hate the doings of things crooked. I hate the walks. I hate the works of them that turn aside. Many, O Jehovah, Elohai, Haliyai, my Elohim, are thy wonderful works that thou hast done, and thy thoughts that are to us word, that are to I and I and word, 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 Rabota Osita Ata Yahuwah Elohai Nifleoteka Uamach Shavoteka Eleinu. Many, O Jehovah Elohai Haliyai, many are thy wonderful works that thou hast done, and thy thoughts that are to us, to I and I word. Rabota osita ata Yahuwel hai nifloteka uamach shaboteka eleinu. Rav Chanina bar Papa said, this verse refers to the wondrous works and thoughts thou didst conceive to make Abraham, to make Abraham choose the yoke of the kingdoms for himself. Eleinu, to us word. Eleinu, to I and I word. Implying that he did so for our sake, for I and I sake. That I and I might endure in this world and also possess life, possess liberty in the olam haba, in the world to come. To come. Rav Yudan and Rav Iddi and Rav Hamabar Chanina taught in the name of a certain elder what he had said in the name of Rav Yehuda, Judah. Abraham did not know that he had to choose the yoke of the kingdoms for himself. Indeed, HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose the yoke of the kingdoms for Abraham. Left to himself, Abraham might have chosen Gehenna. Of this David said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the Holy One, blessed be He. In Psalm Mizmor 66 and 12, Thou hast caused men to ride over our heads. We went through fire and through water, but Thou, the I, wilt bring us, bring I and I out into a place of cool air. Hirekavta enosh le roshenu banu vaisha uavamayim watotzienu lara waya. By the words, Thou hast caused men to ride over our heads, over our rasses, over our rosh, over our heads. Hirekavta enosh le roshenu. David meant the yoke of the kingdoms laying upon us, upon I and I. By the words of Va'esh and fire, Esh, fire. U'va'mayim, u'ba'mayim. By the words Esh, fire, and Mayim, water, waters. He meant Gehenna, wherein Harasha, the Risha'im, the wicked, the ratchet, are punished with fire and snow and ice. Thus, like this, the words, Thou hast caused men to ride over our heads, over I and I heads. Hirekavta enosha le roshenu. David was saying that it was as though we went through the fire, and the water, and the water. Banu va'esha uva'mayim of Gehenna. But I wilt bring us, bring I and I out into a place of cool air. Wa totzeinu lara waya. Promises, quote, I will redeem thee, I, when thou, the I, passest through the waters. I will be with thee, the I, and through the rivers, that they shall not overflow the I, because thou walkest thus, thou trottest like this. Thou, the I, shalt not be burnt in the fire, neither shall the flame kindle upon the I. According to Yeshayahu, Isaiah, Esaias 43, verse 2. By, quote, when thou passest through the waters, end quote, are meant troubles that overtake one another like waves. By the phrase, quote, through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee, end quote. By these words are meant the kingdoms that are like the waters of the rivers. By, quote, because thou walkest thus, thou shalt not be burnt in the fire, end quote, is meant that thou, the I, wilt not suffer Gehenna. By, quote, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee, end quote. By this is meant the flood of flame that will burn up Harasha, the Risha'im, the ratchet, the wicked, in the Olam Haba, in the age to come, as it is said in Malachi 3 and 19. The day that cometh shall burn them up. Rav Berakiah taught Abraham sat still and was silent all of that day, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu asked him, quote, how long wilt thou sit still and be silent? Bring thy melancholy to an end and choose the yoke of kingdoms for thyself. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, the Isle One, blessed be He, thus, like this, brought him to a decision in the matter. As it is said in Genesis 15, verse 18, in that day the Lord made a covenant with Abraham, saying, hence here scripture says, thy wonderful works Nifleoteka, thy wonderful works, Nifleoteka, and thy thoughts that are to us word, that are to I and I word, Uamachishavoteka Eleinu. That is, they are for the sake of us, for the sake of I and I, so that we, I and I, be not enslaved in Gehenna. They cannot be reckoned up in order to the I. Ein erok eleka. They cannot be reckoned up in order to the I. What man can set in order a song to tell of Nifloteka, thy wondrous works? For though I would declare and speak of them, Agida, wa itabera, for though I would declare and speak of them, they are more than can be told. Agida, wa itabera, atzmua miyasaber. Sacrifice and meal offering, thou, the eye, has no delight in. Mine ears hast thou opened. Burnt offering and sin offering hast thou not required. Zevach uamincha lo chafatzta azanayim karita li ola wa chata'a lo shalta. Sacrifice, zebach, and meal offering, u'mincha, thou the eye hast no delight in law, chafatta, mine ears hast thou opened. Azanaim, karita li, burnt offering and sin offering, hast thou the eye not required, hast thou not asked for. Ola wa chata'a lo shalta. This is to be considered in the light, in the illumination of what Scripture says elsewhere. It says elsewhere in 1 Samuel 15 and 22, Hath the Lord as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices, as in obeying the voice of Yahuwah, as in obeying the voice of Jehovah. In the words, mine ears hast thou opened, karita, karita, mine ears, azanayim, karita li, karita. The literal meaning of karita is clearly, quote, dug out. The literal meaning of karita is clearly dug out. As in the verse in Exodus 21, verse 33, quote, if a man shall dig, yikre, a pit. If a man shall dig, yikre, a pit. Then said I, lo, look, I am come with the roll of a book that is prescribed for me, for I. Yea, thy law is in my innermost parts. Az amarti, hine avalti. Bia Megillata Sefera Katuva Alai. Vitorateka Bitok Meai. Book and law refer to what is said of a king, quote, when he sitteth upon the throne of his kingdom, he shall write him a copy of this law in a book, and it shall be with him that he may learn to fear, to reverence, to respect Yahweh Hayo, Jehovah, his Elohim, to keep all these statutes, to do them. Deuteronomy chapter 17, verses 18 to 19, 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 to 19.
My advice to all, is to fulfill the Ten Commandments. You are aware of the contents of the Ten Commandments, and elaborate on. If the nation for which I am the emperor follows and accepts this, since it's also what I accept and follow. I would believe our country is not only historically Christian, but also actively Christian.
Then they that feared the Lord spake often one to another, and the Lord hearkened and heard it. And a book of remembrance was written before him for them that feared the Lord and that thought upon his name. And they shall be mine, saith the Lord of hosts, in that day when I make up my jewels, and I will spare them as a man spareth his own son that serveth him. Then shall ye return and discern between the righteous and the wicked, between him that serveth God and him that serveth him not. The Lord also shall save the tents of Judah first, even in Jerusalem. The Lord also shall save the tents of Judah first, even in Jerusalem. The Lord also shall save the tents of Judah first, that the glory of the house of David and the glory of the inhabitants of Jerusalem do not magnify themselves against yourselves, against yourselves. In that day shall the Lord defend the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and he that is feeble among them at that day shall be as David, and the house of David shall be as God, as the angel of the Lord before them. And the house of David shall be as God, 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 as the angel of the Lord before them, before them, before them, before them, before them, before them, before them. And the house of David shall be as God, shall be as David, and the house of David shall be as God, as the angel of the Lord before them. And the house of David shall be as God, as the angel of the Lord, the angel of the Lord, the angel of the Lord, the angel.
It is good that you are here to record this picture of me in my palace garden at Addis Ababa. People who see this throughout the world will realize that even in the 20th century, with faith, courage, and a just cause, David will still beat Goliath.
There was a great trembling, and the earth shook. The mountain itself was moved by the presence of the Most High, who lived and reigned and ruled.
There's a sound in the air.
I don't hear.
high, oh, I raise the hot bed this day. Proclaiming to those who would listen. Let him hear. This day with our Father, I raise the hot bed. Yeah. Oh Lord. Like John, I was taken away. In Isaac, I behold seven iron pearls, seven golden chalice. Words which proceeded, words like lightning. Thy faith, thy patience, the best and the worst, and the last be more than the first. Behold, the Most High have prepared a place for the rebellious, who choose not to observe his teachings and such. To eat that overcometh and keep thy covenant, will he give dominion over the wicked for an inheritance. These are the words of the Most High. He that I can hear, let him hear. This day what the Most High, our Raiser, hath said. I was taken away by that spirit. Will I know in angels, in heaven golden chalice. Words which they say, words like lightning, yeah. And those who heard them were so bright in the air. My fellow rats. After this I looked, behold, a door was opened in the heaven, and the first voice I heard was the voice of a trumpet saying, come up, come up, so I should show you things which must appear after. Behold, a throne was in the heaven, and one sat on the throne, and he that sat on the throne was coming upon such majestic, even a rainbow was above the throne, all clothed in white raiment, wearing crowns of wood. And out of this throne proceed lightning and thunder, and the voice was the voice of God, saying, gather all my people, gather.
Righteous man is beset on all sides by the inequities of the selfish and the tyranny of evil men.
Easy road.
Because I